All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here again with Gloria Cannata, Paul Knight. How you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Paul, you there?
I am.
So this week I want to get into a lot of Mandela effect stuff, but Thursday night we did a show, which is a lot of people saw. It was a really good show. I kind of made it for beginners, people that haven't wanted to look into it or have heard the normal nonsense about that it's, bad memory, rebranding, company changes, stuff like that, but that we all know that it's not. So if you need a video for like ammo to show people, definitely check that out. It says how 100% the Mandela effect is real or something like that. It's my last upload and it's only 45 minutes long. But we saved this week. We want to do something different today. We want to get into like a lot of the historical changes, like big events that never happened that did happen, like Black Tom, stuff like that. But there's also some really big new ones that we're going to do first and maybe address some of the really big older ones. And some of them actually tie in together, so that's really cool. We're going to get into some of the technology before it's time type of thing. Like there's a whole bunch of stuff that just doesn't make sense to how I was brought up with my memory and my timeline. There's inventions that are around hundreds of years before they should be. It's pretty crazy, right, Gloria?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who knew?
And there's a lot, and we've covered a lot before, but there's a lot more that it just keeps. They just keep coming out of nowhere. And then we got the Bible again with the Bible lady, Gloria Cannata. There's some really big ones this week. A couple, two of them that I can think of that are huge. So we're definitely going to do that. And then there's just a couple other stories I want to tell real quick before we get into that. And this is like, it's just something that you guys can probably relate to. What it's like to be highly affected by the Mandela effect and go through like the daily life and the people you have to interact with and the stuff that you hear come out of their mouths. Because for instance, like I was at work, a few days ago, and my coworker, and he did this a couple days in a row, he's sitting there singing Mr. Rogers, and it's like you know what he's saying, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, not this neighborhood. And then, it was today's Saturday. So Thursday I had the day off and I ran some errands. And in the car, Bell Biv DeVoe came on and it's written on the screen because it's a newer car, so you see it and it's written with the two L's. Bell Biv DeVoe for me always had one L. It was never BELL, ever. And you know how it is. People will say, oh, you're misspelling it. You wouldn't misspell the word and spell it the uncommon way. If it was Bell and you spelled it with two L's, yeah, maybe you'd misspell it. You wouldn't do it the other way around. But anyways, I heard Bell Biv DeVoe in the car, and then I go in to get a haircut. And as soon as I go in the haircut place, I hear Under the Bridge by the Chili Peppers. And then I go in to get the bank, and then I hear the Paint It Black when I go into the bank. And all these songs have changed, and the music changes are really big for me. So this is just like, I imagine you go through this, Gloria, all the time.
Yeah, with me, it's more not only the music, it's more driving down a block and seeing a building that was never there before, or things like that. And it's just, this is every day, every day.
Every day. I can't watch, even not that I watch TV, but if somebody like in the house is watching it and I see something come on, there's always a Mandela effect embedded in there. It's like, oh my God, everywhere.
Yeah, no, for me it's been it would be at this point it would be really weird if it didn't happen at least once a day,
it is crazy. It is
Yeah.
crazy. But like I tell people, I love it.
Me
I
too.
know you love it. I love it. I don't know, Paul, do you love it or do you hate it? Some people think of it as an evil thing. What do you think?
Well, I'm not like affected as you guys. As you know, like I said, I'm like, as you're like up there, I'm like, can't get any low. But I look at it from a different point of view. As you know, I look at it into the ancient civilization way and all the stuff, try and connect it through history. I mean, I've been affected once really bad, which when I was watching a TV program, as I've said before, and the news flash came up that Gene Wilder died. And it was obviously 2 years. He died 2 years before. Everyone saw that come up live, you know, all the family. So that's what that got me. So I've had big. I've only had one like big event like that. Every other thing is, but I believe in it because some of the stuff, you know, like the Star Wars and all the other Mandalas, it's obvious. But
yeah,
as you guys see it more on an everyday basis, my focus is on other things. You know, it takes me attention.
And not to don't put yourself down too far here with it because, you know, it is very highly U.S. based, it seems. I mean, there's no doubt about that. With the other products and stuff like that can change. You just simply don't have those things over there. And we've looked for things going on in the UK that are exclusive to the UK, like with the Dib Dabs. You brought that up.
Yeah.
But there's not – there's how many of those are there? You haven't – you know, you just –
I mean, looking into our – you know, the ancient – I'm not going to go on about too much, but when I've not looked into my research, the ancient civilizations and the Thai – with the elites and the crown of England, it seemed whatever they're doing, what is happening, you know, the connection, they seem to have like had a bubble over the UK. Do you know what I mean? Like they don't want it to affect them. So that's why there's not many things over here. That's just my theory at the minute, that whatever they're doing, it's not aimed, you know, they basically, if they're living here type of thing, they don't want too many changes or something. You know what I mean? It just seems weird that we don't have the standout Mandelas and residue that you guys have.
Yeah, but
some of those physical artifacts they have over there, and that's what's kind of shielding them.
But you know what? They could shield as much as they want, Brian, because their bodies are changing regardless if, you know, they found some way to, you know, shield everything else. Their bodies are still changing.
Yeah, and imagine if we cut one of them open and their body wasn't changed. then that'd be something, right?
Sorry.
That would be crazy. Yeah, so I think it's a good thing, you know, I really do. I definitely don't think it's a they doing it, but I do think maybe the people you speak of could be doing something to shield themselves or obstruct it, Paul, you know, that it's already happening.
I mean, it's definitely, I mean, just look at, like I said, I'm not heavily affected as you, but look at the research I've done with Harley Quinn in the last few weeks. It's blown everything wide open. And for me, it's just straight there, and it's just, do you know what I mean? We all have our purpose in life, and I believe that's mine to find it, because no one's like linked at and found stuff that we have, which it just changes everything, and it also brings you like, because it's got to do with the decrees and gods and things like that, it seems to bring you closer. Now you know what the purpose or what they are, and what their agenda is a sort of, you know, to break our connection. That's why with all these me's that they've moved them, whatever they're trying to do to me, they're trying to break our connection to a higher power.
Paul, you know, the work that you and Jenna did, right? If you notice, like the last few days, it spiraled. Now, somebody had found that, which I didn't know, and I don't know if you knew, that Zachariah Sitchin had put that in one of his books about the ME, which I thought was kind of bizarre, you know? So it's kind of spiraling what you talked about the last couple of weeks. Now everybody's starting to notice it. And like I said, I never knew that was in Zachariah Sitchin's book.
I mean, maybe it's a case of, I'm not saying it's if, I'm just theorizing it. It's a case of you speaking about something because your words are a spell. Right. Which brought the spell on that specific topic and everyone else can spot it. Because it was weird how I found it. I was looking into the Egypt, the pyramid, and it all snowballed from that. It's just strange how it came up to, because, and we were just sat there with like, oh my God, is this what we think it is? Yeah. And then it just gone from there, and you're like, days and weeks are passing, and you're trying to get the information out. And it's just brilliant. It's just bringing another element, like the people that's into the history, into the Mandela group. You know what I mean?
The Mandela effect is all of our consciousness feeding off each other. So if people are looking at something, it would make sense that other people are as well, and they're using the same train of thought. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Like I said, you just got to find something that brings two groups or more together with something you all mutually agree on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, the other really good thing about the Mandela effect that I love about it is, let's be honest, we get a lot of laughs out of it. Probably more than looking into any other big, huge topic that we've all researched. I mean, just take the Timmy and the Well videos, for instance. I mean, you go watch the residue on that, and there's people imitating with their dogs, you know, Lassie and Timmy being stuck in the bottom of the well, and now that's never happened. And you can sit – I sat there for a whole day watching those videos, laughing my balls off. But, you know, it's crazy because it is freaky, obviously, because we can't explain what it is. But there are definitely some funny ones. And let's be honest, almost all the changes make no sense. Like, you're saying things that should be plural and are now singular. You're saying things that, like – we're going to get into the Bible a little later, and the stuff that's in there is just – it's absolutely crazy. But I just think the big key here, and then we'll move on to what the history ones are, the stuff we want to present. You know, the message here is just, you know, don't be scared of it. Even if you think it's a bad thing, don't be scared of it and reach out to people and talk about it. It's the only way. You can't just carry that around and be freaked out by it, because other people are going through it, you know? A lot of us. There's a lot of us going through it. Right. A lot. I've gotten through to a lot of my friends in some of the other communities lately in the last week or so. I think a lot more people are starting to look at this, and we're going to have a lot more quality researchers coming over, I think. But let's get into what we're going to get into with the new ones and the history. You know, we've all seen the JFK, obviously. We're going to touch on that a little bit after, because it's something that ties into it. Like, there's all different Mandela effects. There's, you know, Berenstein. For me, Berenstein and JFK were the first two. So you got historical events, you got geography changes, you got the Bible stuff, you got name changes. I mean, it just affects everything. But some of the big history things, you know, when I looked into when I had heard – this was an older Mandela effect for me. This is from a few months ago, but we didn't really talk about it much. But it was about to do with Martin Luther King, and this is going to tie into a new one. For me, Martin Luther King, what I remember – so I guess the story now is he was shot with like a sniper rifle, and he was on the balcony of a hotel. From what I remember, it was close up with a handgun. And I don't know what you guys remember about that. And I tend to remember it in kind of an open area, kind of similar to like the Oswald Ruby shooting, like that amount of people, handgun, but not in like a that type of walkway area, more like in an open field or on a pavilion type of thing. That's how I remember Martin Luther King dying. What do you guys remember about that?
I'll go first, and while Glory's all talk. I want to say is sometimes with the Mandela effect, people generally just seem to believe what they're told, as we know. Do you know what I mean? They take it for granted. If they see something that's changed, they just think they must have thought wrong. You know what I mean? And if you don't like research and investigate these things, when you think, what, you know, what your gut says. If your gut tells you it's wrong, it's wrong. And that's what people should do. Now, back to that. I remember he was going to go and give a speech or something. Do you know what I mean? And he got shot. Do you know what I mean? He got shot close quarters with a handgun. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
I remember the same.
Yeah.
What about you, Gloria? Do you remember on a balcony, or you remember a handgun up close?
No, actually, I remember up close, just the way you did. Just the way, exactly the way you said it. We talked about it the other night. That's exactly the way I remember it. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I know this isn't a brand new Mandela effect, but the reason I brought this up is because now something that seems to have just popped into history that I've never even heard of in my life before. And that is the death of his mother. I guess his mother, Martin Luther King Jr., who was assassinated, who was, you know who he was, right? His mother was assassinated six years after him in a church while she sat there and played the organ. Like, how did we not ever hear about this? What do you guys think? Have you ever heard about this? His mother being assassinated in a church while she played the organ?
No. When you told me that the other day, I was like, oh, wow. No, absolutely not. Never. Everybody would have heard of it. No, not in my timeline.
It's crazy. Crazy. I've never heard of anything like that. Ever.
No.
I've never heard of anything like that, you know? And
It's not
it's
that
like,
though. If you think about it, when you do like recreations and different things on TV about Martin Luther King, they never mention, oh, a few years later, his mum died by the same circumstances. That I've never heard that in my entire life. And you can't leave something out like that.
Well, and Paul, also, growing up in your entire life and never hearing it is definitely a good point, right? But on top of that, I was looking into his assassination several months ago again because it said it was this fucking sniper rifle and on a balcony. So I'm looking into his assassination, just like with the Black Tom and everything I did and looking into 9/11. I never heard of the Black Tom in my whole life until a couple of years ago. You know what I'm saying? And with the Martin Luther King, not that I'm saying I researched it that much, but just several months ago, looking into the details of it, I didn't hear nothing about his mother.
No, and that would have been all over the place. I mean, I could see if the woman died of natural causes, you would still hear about it, but to die like that, oh no. People would save newspapers for that. No, I never heard of that. That's completely ridiculous. That's a big
Yeah.
one.
Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. And then there's another huge one that I want to bring up. And then if you want to go Gloria, or if you want to go, you want to do one?
No,
You have
go ahead. We'll do it just the way you want to do it. Fine.
All right. So I was on Twitter earlier today and I saw a post from one of my people I follow. Dolly had braces on there. And it was about Operation, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, Pastorius, Pastorius. Pastorius. And supposedly, if you guys haven't heard the Black Tom attack yet, we're going to get into that. Supposedly, also in 1941, German spies snuck into the United States on U-boats. They landed in Florida and New York. And they were going to blow up some power plant or something in Cincinnati. They were going to attack Niagara Falls, things in New York and Florida. And the plans fell through because one of them ended up turning into a snitch for the FBI. I mean, wouldn't there be fucking movies about this? Like, there would be motion pictures about this, wouldn't there? Like, this is like some Hollywood shit, right?
Yeah, that's completely, Brian, we just don't know history anymore. It's changed so much. The same thing with look with Jersey being bombed and all those people dead, and the shrapnel is what destroyed the Statue of Liberty torch. It's crazy. It's crazy. Dude, we know nothing about the history of this place.
No, this
Zero.
is crazy. This is
I mean,
crazy. Okay. There's a whole intricate story about what happened and when he decided he wasn't a Nazi because he was supposedly a Nazi working for Hitler. But the best part is the guy that directed the operation, the general or whatever he was, is the same guy that was responsible for Black Tom. Okay. And Black Tom, for me, for anybody that doesn't already know, Black Tom is my number one, along with the rest of the things with Statue of Liberty. That's my number one Mandela effect of all time. Okay? And, this is the history one, and I want to do a couple oldies but goodies. So we are going to talk about Black Tom and JFK. And Black Tom, because even now when I talk in Mandela groups, there's still people that don't know about Black Tom. I'll be like, Black Tom's my number one. They'll be like, what's Black Tom? And I'm like, so you know about Sex and the City and this and that and the other thing, and you don't know about Black Tom? It's crazy. So,
I'm just
it's
thinking
been
about that
possible.
thing. You know, he was on about blowing up Niagara Falls. I mean, what are they going to do? Make it more wetter? What are you going to do? Oh,
Paul, there is no Niagara Falls. It's Niagara now because it's got that E.
Niagara.
Niagara Falls.
Just stupid. Do you know what I mean? It's like I said, I mean, I'm into history more than anything, and you don't even know what's true anymore.
Brian, you should bring up the one day you should bring up the razzle dazzle ships that they had back then too.
Well, the thing with the Black Tom, it's like, okay, so supposedly, I'm going to tell you the story first, and then we're going to look back at how we couldn't have heard of this. Supposedly, in 1916, two German spies snuck into the United States through New Jersey. They set off so big it damaged the Statue of Liberty to the point the torch was never open. It registered 5.5 on the Richter scale, leveled a bunch of houses, which and buildings. We'll show pictures to, and it supposedly killed six people or something like that.
Yeah,
And
Mandela, do you know?
Huh?
Black Tom will be Mandela turned to gender neutral Tom.
Oh, probably. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. Oh. So, you know, not only have we never heard of this in school, but, you know, a lot of people here, and I don't know who came from what roads, but many, many people go through research in 9/11. And research in 9/11, you heard over and over and over and over again that it was the second foreign terrorist attack on U.S. soil. Pearl Harbor was the first. Well, now there's – actually, now that's – not only is it the third now because of Black Tom, now it's the fourth because in 1942, Operation Pistorius, or whatever the hell it's called, German spies again. That would be the same thing. Oh, well, maybe it didn't go through as planned, so I guess it would just be a plot. But, I mean, come on, dude. We never heard of any of this. I didn't hear of Black Tom ever. And then on top of never hearing of it, man, there's people that have been to the friggin' torch on tours. I've talked to one of them. I know she's not lying to me. There's been people that have been to the torch. The torch that, by the way, is now gold. 24 karat gold. It was not gold before. The Statue of Liberty's changed how many times, Gloria?
Yeah, it's still changing. It's still changing. Yeah. For me, I remember the torch being like a bronze. That's number one. And number two, as far as the torch being shut, that never happened. My girlfriend actually, she took her husband there for his birthday, and they went up to the torch. And not only that, but when my son was about 6 years old, their field trip, because in New York, most of your field trips are going to be either the Museum of Natural History or they're going to be the Statue of Liberty. And they were on Ellis Island, and they went up to the torch, you know? Yep.
In the chat, Thirst for Truth said he never heard of it till I brought it up, see? And he's in Mandela videos all the time, like watching them, and he didn't hear a Black Tom. That's why we do this. Like, people will say, oh, we already heard this one, we already heard that one, but look what happens. That's a huge one, and we didn't just bring it up because we like it, and it's a huge one for us. Somebody else might not never heard of it. So we like to do a lot of new ones, but we like to mix in some old ones too. And, you know, I don't know if we brought it up yet. Bouncing around a little, we were speaking about JFK, and we run down the list of them in JFK, and I know most people here already know the JFK and all the changes, but there's also a newer one. I think we might have addressed it several weeks ago, but the one with Oswald wearing the sweater now.
Oh, I thought you meant the other new Mandela with the JFK.
Which one?
Oh, he had, apparently it wasn't just Marilyn Monroe. He had a mistress also, and she actually wrote a book about their affair. Jeez, I was reading about it last night. I wish I would have brought it up. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, apparently it wasn't just Marilyn Monroe. It was somebody else that he was, you know, pouncing.
Crazy, because people will say to us that, oh, these things, you know what they'll say. They're just little insignificant things. And obviously there is nothing insignificant, because if they're supernaturally changing or whatever's happening, it doesn't matter if it's C-3PO's leg or if it's your anatomy. It's all changing. Yeah, what's up?
Brian, the weird thing that I was reading about last night, this woman that was supposedly his, you know, thing, they killed her. And they believe that it was, you know, people in the higher-ups that killed her to shut her up because she knew too much. The same story that we remember about Marilyn Monroe, that she knew too much and they killed her. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy was a hoe. You know, I always liked him. I thought maybe he had no, but think about it. If you go with Marilyn Monroe, why would you even bother with anybody else? But apparently there was another lover and they killed her. Never heard of this. I still have the newspaper from when he was assassinated, the original, you know, newspaper. There's nothing in there about that. Zero. I know. Did you ever hear about that?
No, I've never heard of, I mean, I've heard of him sleeping around with everybody, obviously, but I've never heard of a woman coming out with a book and then her getting whacked, or even the part of her, her book was really published and it said all that.
I didn't get that far. Somebody had posted it, and then I started doing some research on it, and then I kind of fell asleep. It was 6 o'clock in the morning, so I was done. But I'm gonna look more into it. Yeah,
the JFK one was huge for me when I first, you know, whatever you want to say, woke up to the Mandela effect or whatever. It was Berenstein and JFK, and I've always known there was four seats. We've talked about this before. But so besides elaborating on how we would remember four seats, if it was really six and two windshields, and everything's changed besides the four-seater. I mean, you've got the driver who can't reach back anymore. That footage isn't in there. And it looks like Jackie blows his head out from left to right. The police motorcade's in the wrong spot for me. The thing with Oswald and his sweater. I mean, it's just crazy. And it wasn't all at once, too. It, you know, a lot of them were at once, but the Oswald thing came later. So it's incremental, like the Wizard of Oz, like Star Wars. So, you know, for me.
I'm just looking then. A Judith Exner, is that her name?
She's a blonde woman. Does she have blonde hair, Paul?
I'm just have a look for the pictures now. Oh, it's in black and white. This one's got browner. And okay. She says, and this one's another one.
Judith? I don't know. I don't remember the name.
Says Judith Exner was an American woman who claimed to be the mistress of JFK and mafia leaders.
The mafia killed her.
She was also known as Judith Campbell Exner and Judith Campbell.
I've never heard of her.
So that's another one.
Yeah, that's bizarre. I mean, that's like, to me, that's like the same thing when you listen to the story of John Lennon and Yoko Ono. So Yoko Ono wasn't the love of his life. It was that other woman that was the love of his life that he lived with and all this stuff. It was never Yoko. And I'm like, what? That was a big one too. So apparently, you know, in this timeline, these guys got around.
Oh, I put it about a bit.
I've got another big one that I want to bring up, and then we'll get into some of the technology stuff. And this one is a name change one, but it's also a big historical one. Okay. Because a lot of people I know, of course, have done a lot of work looking into NASA. And even people that haven't might know who this guy is from Operation Paperclip and whatnot. And that's the head rocket scientist for NASA when they started it, Wernher von Braun. And Wernher von Braun, W-E-R-N-E-R, now has never existed, and it's Wernher. There's an H in there to start the last syllable. It's Wernher. And this is crazy. And even as we know, like with the Think of Statue and everything else, you know, these things actually change in the photographs. And I know a lot of us have a photograph of his tombstone because of the Palms 19-1 that's written on there, Paul, speaking of the firmament and stuff. And, you know, even on the pictures I have of his tombstone, it's now changed. And I've talked to many other people who all know, oh, this definitely did not have an H in there. And guys, just, you know, I know most of the people here at this point probably do trust your memory and your instincts. Just Google it real quick. Google Wernher von Braun. Watch how it comes up right in your face with that H, and it just looks so wrong to you. So wrong. So I'm using this like I did with planets in the Bible to try and bridge some of the communities and make people, because there's a lot of people that are denying the Mandela effect, but know Wernher von Braun, how it was spelled. They know it didn't have that H in there. So that's a huge one for me. I think that's really big. What do you think about that one, Gloria?
I mean, especially people who study flat earth. I mean, they should know that like real quick that doesn't look right. Me personally, I've watched that documentary about him. I happen to think he was a good looking man, like really good looking. So I always had like this attraction to him. I know it's crazy, but I did. That's not how his name is spelled. And it looks so retarded. It's just, that's crazy. That to me was a big one. When you told me about that one the other day, I was like, oh no, there's no way. But I think that one might reach a lot of people, like I said, especially in the flat earth community, because, you know, it's all the NASA debunking bullshit and all that stuff. So his name has to come up, you know?
All the time. Oh, his name, everybody knows his name. Right. And when I wrote on my wall, so what I did to get everybody's attention, you know how you got to act with the Mandela effect. You can't say, hey, this is a Mandela effect.
Oh, you loved it.
I did, and I said, okay, everybody, you know, like, in your own words, do not look it up, and no posting any links. Who is Wernher von Braun, and how did you come to that? So everybody would leave, like, a little paragraph. Oh, I know him because I looked at NASA and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Not one person corrected me on the spelling. They all and a lot of them just wrote Wernher, 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 not Wernher, Wernher. One person after even chimed in and said, man, you're right, and I speak German, and the way it had to be translated, like, this just absolutely would not make any sense. There's no way it was like that.
Yeah.
No way.
So that one's got to hit home. That's a big one. Come on.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. Really big. Paul, I mean, I'm sure you know him as Werner, right?
Yeah. I knew it before you even said anything because I know how you work, and I thought, I knew something has changed. And as you mentioned his name, I just knew it. Yeah, I always had a H in it. But what's funny is, I remember because I did a post on it a few months ago where I was just saying about the connection between, Wernher von Thinger and Elon Musk. Remember, and I said, I can't even find where I've had it now. It's just disappeared. I found the link that he was his father. You know what I mean? Or a
Yeah.
relative. And I got laughed out. And you can see the likeness. And I don't know where my evidence gone. So I know, because I was doing a lot of research on that. His H was missing. And it's obvious. As soon as you see it, there's something like startling. Because it never had the H. But what annoying is people just ignore that, saying, I must have remembered wrong. And they'd rather criticize you instead of like doing the research or you know what I mean? You don't have to take
Yeah.
your word for it. You just research it yourself because you can find something on it. And that's
Oh,
like the
this
first
person.
thing.
Look at and I'll post the link in the show notes after. I saw this because Nathaniel told me, and Nathaniel has that Flickr site. He's got like the best Mandela Effect database, and there is tons and tons of articles with headlines and the article without the H. I mean, it's just everywhere. There's loads of that residue.
They
Yeah,
just create.
newspaper articles, yeah.
They're very quick, aren't they, to like point the finger and say, "Oh, it's crazy. There's no such thing as Mandela." I mean, how can you not say? I mean, like I said, I'm not in it. I'm not like affected as you guys, but still know it exists. It's like two in your face to ignore now, and it's like getting stupid. People refusing to look into it and saying it's just misremembering or logo. I mean, you could say that for 9 out of 10 things have been logo changes, but you can find logo changes. There's
This is a
evidence.
history.
You only have to type it in, logo changes or
Yeah, there's a
rebranding. They're
thing
gonna,
called Logopedia.
yeah.
Logopedia. It'll show you anytime a logo's been changed, what year, the company, the trademark, all that. And the other thing, too, is one of the things that doesn't seem to change a lot, besides old newspaper articles for residue, is things with like patents with the trademarks office and
That's
shit.
right.
A lot of those remain the same. And if we're all crazy, how do they remember it the same as us? And how are they all crazy when this is like the legal route these companies have to take
I know.
to their products? You're
And
not
the
crazy.
residue, like TV programs and stuff, they have writers who go to check things right. They can't, I mean, obviously, you're going to get the odd thing wrong, but not over a huge board. Do you know what I mean? They can't just keep getting things wrong because, it wouldn't go down well.
No.
Well, like it's like the Eminem doing the, always attacking Christopher Reeves. He's got like 40 songs calling him Reeves, and everybody's telling me, "Oh no, it was Reeve." And who cares what Eminem says? He's just a rapper. Like, dude, he started his career by attacking his mother and Christopher Reeves. Pretty sure he knows his name. And then you go look, and you can go and look in Superman's actual costume that he wore on the filming of the set of the first Superman. They brought it onto Pawn Stars, and inside the tag, it's embroidered with Christopher Reeves. These are
I
the
mean,
people.
it's
It,
not
I
a
just.
Mandela as such, but did you know that Elon Musk's middle name is Reeve?
No, that's
So
funny.
I'm just gonna keep my eye out if that changes. See if it gets the S put on for Reeves, or if anyone can find any evidence of being Elon Reeves Musk. That would be brilliant because his middle name is now Reeve. So if that's ever changed, well, that'd be good to find if I
Paul,
remember.
I give you credit, and I respect you so much because, you admit that you're not that Mandela affected, but yet you research day and night, day and night. And I look at it, and even people that aren't that don't see any of these changes, isn't it worth looking into? Because you at this point have thousands of people remembering the same thing. Wouldn't that strike an interest, instead of watching a baseball game, say, hey, you know what? I need to look into what people are saying because there could be some truth, and you're just I definitely respect you for what you do. And I know that
Yeah.
you
Let me
and I
screenshot this.
you go at it like you really do. You do a lot of research, hour day after day, hours after hours, like me and Brian. And you're not as effective, but to you, it's interesting to you. It's like, okay, something is going on. You want to find out what it is, So I respect that definitely.
Well, I wish you had a video to record that then. And you get my name right as well. I'm on a roll.
But you didn't hear what I said. I try to correct myself. I know that you and Jenna go at it all night, and I said, wait a minute.
you get me blushing then.
But you know what it is? It's a lot of research. And for somebody who doesn't see the effects the way we do, I commend you on that. I really do. I think that's great. You know, and I just wish other people were open to doing that too. Because I know myself, if I didn't experience this and I heard all these people doing it, I would want to look into it. You know, I would be interested in it.
It's definitely worth, like I said, Brian loves his Mandela. And like I said, he's throwing stuff at me all the time. I'm not talking about months ago when I wasn't researching much. I was doing more flat earth and civilization stuff. Well, I've always looked at things different. You know what I mean? I like to investigate things from a different point. That's why even with this Mandela now coming up and linking to the MEs, well, that I did with Jenna, that is my passion, that type of thing. But like I said, Jenna's more affected, like you guys, than me. But because I know what you guys research, and you're not going to come out with like rubbish all the time. So it's got to be important. If it's important to me, friends, it's going to be important to me. So that's what I try and do. Does he know he's on camera?
How long did I try to get you to look at this? I mean, I've been sending you stuff for about a year on it. I'm like, the reason I do it is because, and I'm persistent with my friends in some of the other communities, is because the people whose research I really respect and the people I know that are really aware and of a high consciousness, I know they'll get it once it's explained to them right, and I know that they'll be able to understand it. And that's why I get so happy when I get one of you guys. I'm like, oh, I got Paul. I got this person.
It took you nearly a year to get me on your show.
Yeah, how long did I've been trying to get you on for like a year, dude.
I don't like change.
Being a coward about it, honestly.
I don't know. Good meeting. So like I said, if someone who's not affected can do the research like me, what harm is it for anyone else to do the research? It's just a cop-out. You're just basically copping out. And if you say you do research, it's a load of rubbish because you can't miss it. There will be one big Mandela effect, the residue, that everyone will remember. Do you know what I mean?
It's just crazy. I agree. And you know what? And I still tell people, I mean, even if they don't see the local changes, and maybe, you know, to me that's not so big. It's still a Mandela. But what about the way the body's changing and the heart is in a different location? You know, when we do the Pledge of Allegiance, we always put, you know, our right hand on our heart, on our left side. We, you know, we never put it in the center. The heart was never in the center.
It seems to be moving across, doesn't it? I remember it there, like you said, on that side, and then I remember it slowly moving over, and now it's more into the middle.
It moved. Yeah, then it was in directly right in the middle. Now it's in the middle, more like towards the left. It's going that way now. But, you know, I mean, even that, it's one thing that has to catch someone. You know, like I said, it doesn't have to be Star Wars or anything like that. Dude, just look at your own body. Look, you know, figure out, okay, a lot of people have body aches and, you know, back aches. And if you go and you do the research, then you'll notice that the body, the bones in the back of the spine have changed. These things are right there. They don't have to see the other things. Just pick one subject, you know, if you're good with
it. I mean, that's what's good, what we've just found this week. Well, not this week, the last couple of weeks, about the MEs, because they actually say it affects you physically, mentally, spiritually, consciousness. It tells you it's affecting all these things. I mean, it doesn't go into great detail saying why it's doing it. They just say it's a connection, our connection. But at least it's nice to know it's been happening for a long time. Mm-hmm. And you can see evidence of it now. Whereas before, we were just doing residue and theorizing on certain aspects of what it could be.
Yeah, and even with Zachariah Sitchin, when somebody had posted that part of the book where he wrote about Inanna and the ME, it didn't get into details. They were like, you know, they really didn't know what the MEs were, like what they said or anything like that. So it's a mystery. Maybe one day it'll pop up, you know, when it's meant for us to find it.
It does. It's brilliant because it's crossing all the fields. I mean, like I said, for the other shows, I had to do research on pre-flood giants, and I did all that research. I didn't know then what I know now. Now right. I know there was a giant made by the Sumerian Enlil, I think it was Enlil, to guard the cedar the gods, the cedar of the gods, which was these giant trees in Lebanon. And in Lebanon, you have the Baalbek ruins, which are giant steps. So there, from there, I've connected an ME, because this guardian, this huge giant, was made. It said it was either like a mechanical or it was a giant rock type of thing, but they said it was an ME. So that's a physical ME with a name. I think it was Ham Baba. His name was, or Huwawa, something like that. And that's just another connection through
Ham Baba. Before
it's just a connection showing another physical. That's the first time I've seen a physical object being labeled an ME. So you're getting these stuff. It's Mandela. You're connecting with the giants as well. All these locations, people just theorize, oh yeah, they should be their giant steps. But now I've showed you the giant's name. It lived there. So it's just all this stuff is. Like I said, that really interests me more. But I've got through this through coming on your show, because I know I wouldn't have made these links. Do you know what I mean? You might have done eventually, but you can never know. But just from going on your show, wanting to research more so I could keep up with you guys on different topics, it's made me research something. And then it's just brilliant.
That's what I think is good about the show that we do, because it's not only that we're bringing out the new Mandela effects, the old Mandela effects, and our theories, but we're digging deeper and we're digging thousands and thousands of years. You know what I'm saying? And we're coming up with a lot of really good stuff that it is connected. It's connected to the Sumerians. It's connected to Egyptian times. It's all connected, you know? So I think that's really, really good. You know, and we get more answers.
And you share your research, pass it on, show it to someone else, because people can spot things different than yourselves. They can see patterns. I mean, like I said, I research with Jenna all the time, and we throw stuff backwards and forwards, and then I'll see something she's missed, and she'll see something I've missed, and that's what it should be. It shouldn't be, oh God, we're scared of this and this. I won't take the credit. This is bigger than everyone, so everyone should work together on it.
Well, that's what I hate to. Always want to talk about always worried about giving people credit for like different residue on a Mandela effect that we all know. Like, if you didn't personally like find this thing, like what's the big deal? Like, we spend so much time worried about who gets credit. Like, just everybody share all of it. Like, I don't expect no credit for anything if I find it. Let's just throw the pictures up and share them. Let's throw the residue up and share it with everybody, and let's all. Seriously, like if we like I said, if we didn't all share different ones all the time, some people might have missed those, and they're not going to hear it. You know, it's crazy. But let's get into some of the technology before it's time stuff.
Right.
All right. Now, there's some ones we looked at before, like wooden submarines in 1600. The wireless.
Can I just comment on that one?
Yeah.
Well, you just talked about it then. On my research, the first submarine, 1562.
Yep.
And that was two Greeks submerged in the River Tagus in front of the Holy Roman Empire. So, I noticed that we were saying later, but there we go. 1562 was the first submarine.
Oh, wow.
First I've ever heard of that.
Yeah. Because it was the research when that was done about a year and a half ago, that came up 1620. See, yeah. So that changed again now. Now there's something old. Yeah, that's wild.
Even further back. Now it's even further back.
Yeah, 1562, two Greeks submerged in front of the king. They came, you know, they went up and down in the river. So that's the first, like, recognized as a sub, you know, what they call submersible, like, vehicle type of thing.
Right.
So that's a long time. I mean, I knew it was like in the Dark Ages, but that's gone back even further.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And there's other stuff we've talked about, you know, before, like color TV now goes back to the early 1930s. There's no way. I mean, even look at the moon landing. It was in black and white in 69. Now, I know that there was color. Black and white was still predominant. Like, there's no way there was color TV in 1930. And when you read the new backstory, Paul, it even says that there was like a Major League Baseball game between like the Brooklyn Dodgers and I don't know, might have been the Yankees or somebody. The game was broadcast in color.
I've got some on there. Yeah, I got some residue for that. Not residue, that tech. You know what you just mentioned? Because you just triggered me. Now I'm remembering. The first film shot in colour was Cupid Angling, made in 1918. That's the first colour film. Now, it goes back even earlier of colour pictures, you know, like segments like of the film. And that was 1902.
Wow.
So the first, like, movies with a bit of colour in, you know, in parts was 1902. And the first full film was 1918. And that was called Cupid Angling. Because I always thought it was, like, Gone with the Wind and things like that.
Yeah.
This, you're going back to 1918 now and then 1902 for little pieces.
Wow.
Crazy. Crazy. And now we got some new ones. And I'm going to just come right out with the big one. One of the big ones I saw today. It was on Twitter. And it was – okay, so right now what we're doing is we're doing a Google Hangout, right? And everybody knows that. And it's very similar to what we other people have always done with Skype or other people do FaceTime, these video chat calls, right? I know I used Skype in 2010 doing 9/11 shows and whatnot. I know it goes back further than that. But, you know, these video conferencing calls, they might go back like 20 years or so, as far as I remember, you know? And I'm sure, but with certain organizations, they probably had their own network where they could do something like this maybe in the late 90s. But that'd be, you know. Well, now there's video telephones that go back to 1936. They're doing basically Skype calls. Yeah. 1936, and they're on a corded telephone with a screen in front of them, a little smaller than my laptop monitor here, and they're doing video calls. And it even said at the time that the resolution was good enough that if you were wearing a wristwatch right now, Paul, I'd be able to make out the hands on it, just looking at it through the screen with the resolution of a video call in 1936.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to show a picture of it. Go ahead.
I mean, if you think about that, just think of the ramifications of just that. Why have they got like shitty camera angles for the moon landing, cameras in black and white, grainer. When you just said in 1930-odd, you could read your watch through it. It just shows you a lot of it. You know, it's just like crazy. Because just like going back in, you like going back in time. We get,
dude,
you know,
1936. If they said 1955, I wouldn't believe that. 1936, and then it said it was available for consumers in like 1960. So wow. This was. Between, and they used it, they did calls. They started at a distance of 100 miles, and within like 4 years, so by 1940, they could do calls up to 200 miles, and they did them with underground broadband coaxial cables in 1936.
No way. That is crazy.
1936, they were doing Skype calls, basically. Look at the corded telephone and the it's the same thing as a Skype call. You got a corded phone, bro.
So what happened?
They did it on broadband coaxial cables? What? 1936? That's as crazy as the fuck. Oh, man.
So they decided to stop doing it?
They went back. They degraded. They de-evolved.
Yeah, just like. Yeah, exactly. They always do. Just like they can't go back to the moon. They don't have the technology anymore.
Oh, yeah. Let's just let this technology go dormant for 70 years and then, you know, we'll do
it again. How crazy is that? That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Do you want me to give you one as well? I've got one for you now.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
No, not that one. I'll do that one in a minute. This one is, I was talking to Jenna today, and the first talking doll. When would you think the first – I'll tell you the number in a minute, but when do you think the first talking doll was?
I'm going to go by – you want to know something I'm thinking about? Well, you know what? Talking Tina wasn't really a talking doll, so I'm going to say probably 60s.
Right. What do you reckon, Brian?
Well, talking where you put
– I was going to say like 1968.
Right. You ready? The first talking doll was 1890.
How did they have it? How?
1890. Listen, this is the best bit. And it was made by Thomas Edison.
Oh. No.
So there you go. Like I said, I passed that on to that today, Jenna, today. And everyone's saying 60s, 50s, maybe at a stretch. But you're talking 1890, the first talking doll.
And, Paul, it's a pull string, right?
I've not really delved into it. It just shows you the doll with a little, you know, voice box on the chest. It's really creepy. And you can just type in first talking doll 1890 Thomas Edison, and it'll come up with a picture, and it's crazy looking. It would freak you out.
You know, somebody in the chat just commented, and that is crazy, Paul. That's a really good one. And well, we were talking about the video phone. Somebody said, but when I was in high school, we only had pages.
Oh, we got to get to that one then.
Yeah, and we actually have that on the list, Thirst for Truth. Gloria, you want to talk about the pagers real quick? Because I remember that I got a pager when I got to high school too. I don't know how old you are, Thirst. I'm 41. I got my pager when I was
13. I'm the rest.
So we're talking about the mid-90s, you know? The mid-90s, I got it. And I remember they were out earlier than that. So I would think early 90s. I would probably think they were even out in the 80s, and maybe hospitals were using them like in the early 80s and whatnot. Gloria, when did pagers come out?
Well, Thirst for Truth, actually, the first beepers came out in 1921.
And they did come out before. So slow it down, Thirst, because they did come out before the video phone. All right.
Yes, beepers were around in 1921, and they were used in the Detroit Police Department. Okay. However, it was not until 1949 that it was, you know, used for the public, patented and used. Yeah. So
1949, the public was using beepers.
First pager was patented and used, yeah. But you have to remember, it was, they had it in 1921. It just took them that long.
Can we look at the infrastructure for a second? What fucking wireless infrastructure were these pages running off? Because supposedly everything was just wired telephone. So what were they?
Magic.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Then we can get right, you know, we can get into that other. Oh my God, there's so many. There's just so many. Okay.
What is it?
You want me to do another one, or you want to go to, you know?
I want you to start going right down the list.
Okay. Guys, in 1902, did you know that we had window air conditioners?
Like electric ones that you mount in your window and plug them in.
Yes, in 1902. Yes, they look the same as they do now.
And I would have guessed no earlier than like the 1960s, but I would guess that some commercial industries would have had them earlier, but no way would I guess residential air conditioners would be around.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We also had electric powered ceiling fans in 1882. Did you know that you can have a ceiling fan in 1882?
I mean, crazy. I would have thought it would have been electric, was just like at the turn of the 19th century. So to have a ceiling fan, electric, you know, electrified. what was it going around like that?
Paul, there's a story behind how they had it, because there wasn't electricity yet, isn't there, Gloria?
Yeah, it contradicts itself. It really gives you a headache trying to read. Okay, well, when did they invent electricity? And then how could that be? And that doesn't coincide with that year. And
they had like their own version of electricity, Paul, these people that were running the ceiling fans and the bars. Yeah,
with the air conditioner running. Oh, not only that, but then you get Joe that pulls up in 1828 with the first electric car. Electric. Huh?
1828,
first electric car. Okay, in 1834, it was very popular. And then there was a big burst out of the scenes in the late 1800s, early 1900s. In 1899 and 1900s, everybody had electric cars, and it sold down every type of car. And I thought that was something fairly new, like maybe the last 25 years or so. With the electric car. This is, who knew, 1828?
Wow. It's insane. Yeah. And guys, we have some more. There's a lot of these tech things that came out way before you would ever think. And Paul, have you ever seen an Apple Newton pocket computer?
Not in person, but, you know.
Heard of it.
Go on. I've heard of the Apple personal computer and the Newton one, but I've never seen a picture of it.
Well, I'm going to show you a picture of it because, you know, Gloria found this. And supposedly, Paul, this came out in 1987. Okay, so just think about 1987 and what we had for technology then. I mean, it was 2 years after the Nintendo Entertainment System launched. You know what I mean? They
Yeah.
didn't even have they didn't even have Game Boys yet at this time, right? So watch this. I know my computer's a little slow. I don't know why that folder
So
closed.
I know why it's slow, but I'll not say it on a
Yeah.
like dial up this.
Oh, I need to get another desktop to do this shit because I used to have a desktop. I could do shit like this, but wait till you see this computer. Now, I know you've seen what looks like a laptop right here, but I want to wait till you see what's next to this. That's a pen.
A
That's how
stylus
small
pen.
this is.
Is that just a normal pen?
Yeah, it's a pocket PC. This goes in your pocket. That's a regular size pen to show you how big the computer is. A computer this size with the full keyboard and monitor was in your pocket in 1987?
Oh, God, no way.
They wouldn't even have had this in 2000. They wouldn't have even had this in 2005. That's when YouTube came out. Like you wouldn't have had a pocket computer like this at that time. I haven't even seen a full functioning pocket computer like this in 20 years, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know what? Then it makes you wonder. It's like I remember in the 70s when cell phones first came out, and it was like carrying this tremendous battery suitcase kind of thing, but yet they had computers the size of your palm, pocket computers. That's bizarre. That doesn't even make sense.
It's stupid, is what it is. It's stupid. Can we mix it up a little, Gloria, and do some of the Bible changes, and then come back to some of this? Would that be cool?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sending you a picture then we could touch on the ceiling fan again, okay? I'll
Okay.
just send you a
Yeah,
picture
and
to
I've got some more of them tech before it's.
Yeah, this way you could yeah, we know. Okay, let me just send that to you and then I'll get off of here and then we'll go to the Bible. When it comes to the Bible, it's so okay.
Hang on, hang on. I'm going to just share my screen and show that sailing fan while we're still talking about it so you can comment on it.
Okay.
There it is. You can see it, right? Yeah.
Yes, now I could see it. I'm actually I'm on the chat page, so I'm looking on the right.
Oh.
Yeah, so
Nothing
that's
to worry
electric,
about.
guys. That's electric. And I read the whole thing about how they did it, but it's electric. I just don't remember it offhand. Because it doesn't pay to remember because it's probably going to change tomorrow anyway. So but yeah, that's electric.
Gloria, now when we're gonna go do the Bible ones, right? Would you I think it would be best if we started with the two biggest ones. Would you mind doing that? You know which two I'm talking about. The two that
Yeah.
have together with the character and with the numbers.
Okay, it did this all right. Guys, this is a really, really, really big one. I mean, you don't really have to be a religious person to know the flood story. Everybody knows the flood story, right? And it goes where Noah makes a ship and God tells him, bring two of each clean animal into the ship, bring them in twos, male and female. This way they could procreate when they reach land and the waters subside. And that verse was in Genesis 7:2, where Jesus says, where God says, bring two of each animal. That has completely changed so bizarre that if this doesn't get you, I'm sorry, then there's no waking anybody up at this point. Genesis 7:2 now says, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, male and his female, and of the beast that are not clean, two by two, male and female. Guys, Noah was never told to take seven of each animal, seven female, seven male. It was always take two by two, male and female. And not only that, but they didn't say anything about taking unclean animals onto the ark. The whole idea of the flood was to get rid of everything that was tainted, everything that was dirty, and it was supposed to be things that were just clean. And now it says to take even the unclean animals, two by two, male and female. And that's in Genesis 7:2.
No, not, it said two by two. Now it doesn't, you said.
No, to take the unclean.
Oh, take the unclean two by two.
Take the unclean by two and take the clean by seven. No, it was always take two by two, male and female. It said nothing else about taking unclean. It said nothing else, nothing. This is all new. All new. So, and like I said, I mean, you could go, you know, people that aren't really sure about this, you can, and there's residue everywhere. You can go to a thrift shop and you could look at these books. Everybody knows that Noah went into the ark with two of each animal. And you could see, you know, I mean, you could even watch, you know, the Bible story and you'll see, you know, two elephants and two zebras walking onto the ark and two, which personally I think is ridiculous. I think they took their DNA, not the actual animal, but that's another story. But you could see all in twos by twos. And now it's seven. Seven.
And what about his name?
Oh, Noah, in certain parts, which I don't have in front of me. That's on my other paper, so I couldn't give you exactly.
Well, you're talking. I'll bring it up because I had it yesterday.
Okay. There are certain, and I want to say it's Matthew 24 in the King James.
24:37, I think, and Matthew is one of them. Okay. Link somewhere. I got the link right here, and I'll bring it up. There's a whole bunch of references of it, but go ahead, explain it to everybody.
And that's not the only verse. There's many throughout the book. Noah is now called Noe.
Yeah, or Noe. Noe.
It depends. You just know or Noe. He.
Yeah, it's not Noah.
No, it's definitely Noah. It's they gave him like a really hip slang name now. Yeah.
Can I read a couple of them?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't usually have much on the Bible stuff, but I'd like to read some of these to the people real quick because I think it's a riot. Hang on one second. Let me get it up. You guys can see me on the camera, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Noe in the Bible. This is all from the King James, but this is in other Bibles as well. I'm reading the different verses in the King James. I have five of them in front of me. They're very small. Most of them are just a sentence. Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noe were, so shall also, don't even know what to say. You know what I mean? But as the days of Noe were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:38. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noe entered into the ark. Who the fuck is Noe? Hey, Noe, this guy's fucking trespassing. Get him the fuck out of here. Get off my boat. Get off my boat.
Noe's like, hey, Noe, take the boys and surround the house.
We got some drunk wino sleeping underneath the bow of the boat over there.
They gave him like a gangster name.
By the name Noe, nobody knows who the hell he is. All right. Luke 3:36. Which of the son of Canaan, which was the son of Arphaxad, which was the son of Sem, which was the son of Noe, which was the son of Lamech? Luke 17:26. And as it was in the days of Noe, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. And Luke 17:27. They did not eat. No, they did eat. They drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noe entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. That's it. That's all I got.
There's also a verse when Noe went in the ark with the animals, seven by seven. Also, the original, like I don't have the verse in front of me, but the way it went is that they went into the ark with all the animals and then they, you know, waited for the flood. But in this reality, the Bible now says that they came back out of the ark and went back in. So they made two trips, and that never happened. That never happened. So, yeah.
I just put the link in the chat for anybody that wants to see it. It's the King James of that. I was telling Derek, you should show your mom, because he showed her the Lion and the Lamb. We've talked about this before, and, you know, you knew she said it was the lion, and, of course, it was the wolf, you know?
Right.
It's crazy. Crazy. And some of them we just know, like, I don't know the Bible, but I know it wasn't fucking Noe, and I know it was the Lion and the Lamb. Any other big Bible ones you have?
Yeah, you know what? The thing that this one, like, really gets me, because this is an abomination. This is just completely crazy. In the King James Bible, I have a couple of all different Bibles, but just mainly the King James. Exodus 34:14, "For thou shalt worship no god. For the Lord whose name is Jealous is a jealous God." Wow. Wow. Passionate, perhaps? Jealous? So God's name is Jealous.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then we have this really, really crazy one in the MSG, which I was laughing. I thought it was kind of funny. I mean, it's not, but it really is. And Liquidivus, I can't say that word, 18:7 in the MSG. "Don't violate your father by having sex with your mother. She's your mother. Don't have sex with her."
She's off.
Have you ever? I mean, I'm laughing, but it's not.
Well, speaking of sex, Paul, what's up with the tech that you found before it's time?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. I've got a couple. I mean, some of them will know, but I didn't realize it was this old. Right, the first dildo. Right, I thought it was maybe, you know, a few hundred, 500, and maybe a stretch.
Before you do, everybody, just so everybody knows, Paul wasn't searching for this. He just stumbled across.
I did, just by accident.
Yeah, by accident. Not because he's a weirdo.
By accident. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he was looking to buy one for a gift, and he came across this.
Yeah, I was looking one for Jen, and she was. But okay, anyway, on the different subjects, right? The first one was 28,000 to 30,000 years ago. So that's the first dildo, and it was stone, or they had some petrified, like, ebony type of thing, but it was, anyway, it's nearly 30,000.
Maybe it wasn't stone, and maybe it was really the bark that came off of one of those trees.
It was a giant's
fucking devil's tower dildo.
Hey, you're gonna get type it in. You're gonna see the size, isn't it? It looks like glorious.
No, mine has the moon and the stars, the universe on it.
Right,
and it takes batteries.
Just because I was on a roll, I found this one as well. Right, the first sex doll.
Wow. Right.
I know I talked about you, Gloria, but did you hear that before, Brian? The first sex doll.
Oh, you gone? Brian has the first sex doll.
Yeah. No,
when do you think the first sex doll was made?
I would guess.
Come on, Brian, you got to know this one.
I would guess the 50s or the 60s.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want me to tell you? Are you ready? The 17th century.
What did they make it out of?
It was made by Dutch sailors feeling a bit randy. And it was
What is that, you Muppet? What is that lingo? They were feeling a bit what? Randy? Like Macho Man Randy Savage? Yeah. Is that the word?
Yeah. And it was handmade, and they called it a masturbation puppet. And it was made out of sacks and anything, clothing, anything they could find. And that was by the Dutch sailors in the 17th century.
Can you still buy one of those dildos that don't take batteries?
I don't know. I'll have to ask the other half. You're going to kill me for this.
No, that's so funny.
So that's crazy, isn't it?
Wow, who knew?
That is crazy. Gloria, how about we'll do a couple small ones real quick, and then we'll take our break, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
You know, well, guys, when we say take a break, we just mean a 5-6 minute break. We'll just play some music. Everybody go to the bathroom, whatever you do. There's a name change that you brought up to me that nobody else has really talked about, at least that I've seen. And there's a bigger one that everybody's talking about. Why don't we talk about those two real quick? The one that you know with the 1L And then the other one with the guy with the lead singer that's no longer a Y, and it's got the music thing with the bicycle. And
okay. All right. So we have, I'd like to know, everybody knows who Matt Dillon is, right? I mean, Matt. Yeah. Okay. How do you spell Dillon? Everybody in the chat, come on. How do you spell Dillon, guys? Matt Dillon.
No cheating, guys.
Don't ask me. I can't even spell my own name.
So we'll just tell people what we thought. You asked me, and I instantly said, and of course I knew it was probably going to be wrong because obviously you wouldn't be asking as we're doing Mandela Effect research. But you said to me, how do you spell it? And I said, M-A-T-T, because I wasn't sure if it was going to be his first or his last. M-A-T-T-D-I-L-L-O-N. Easy. Matt Dillon. What is it?
Okay, wait 1 second, Brian. Just give me 1 minute with this one. Okay. This is not good. What the hell just happened?
Why, did that one change back?
Matt, Brian, I went over this with you 2 days ago. Yeah, it's back to two L's. What? How could this be?
No, that, Gloria, I typed this in Google when you told me, and it came up one L. I remember specifically seeing this Wikipedia entry on the right side of my page because I typed in Dillon, and you know how it says show results for Dillon instead because I spelled it supposedly wrong? It did flip, and it flipped back. I swear to God, I know it did. You just showed me this. It was definitely one L.
Holy cow. Yeah. Because I was asking you, and I looked it up, and it auto-correct me because I put in one L. You know, I put in a – wow. I put in the two L's. You know what's really funny? I'm looking at my notes on the computer. I had it spelled with one L, and I had it spelled with the two L's. And the little squiggly lines there, I'm like, wait a minute. Why are the squiggly lines there on the one – you know what I'm saying? On the, and I look, and it's like, oh, my God, it's spelled with two L's. How is that possible?
I watched it go to one. It was always two. But the other day when you told me it was one, and I went and looked. I didn't just, you know, I never just take somebody's word. I go and look and see what I see. I can see how it can look, too. It pops up in my face, and it said D-I-L-O-N. It was missing an L. And I'm on the same page right now. All I did is Google his name. It's the same result on the right side with the pictures of him and everything.
We just had a flip-flop, guys. One L. I have it written down clear as day. And I had the little squiggly line, the little squiggly line where I put the one L and the two. Oh, no, 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 no. This is crazy. Okay, we had a flip-flop. We had a flip-flop. And it's been like that for a week.
That's like the Flintstones. That's like Apollo 13. That's like what's another flip-flop we had? There was one more that was prominent for doing that. I can't think of it right now. All right, let's do one more, and then we're going to take our quick break, and then we'll come right back.
Do it. Right, the first powered airship.
Powered airship?
Yeah.
Random, what type of fuel? Like, does it, do we have any type of fuel? Anything?
Yeah, the first powered. I mean, what I'll say what I thought it was before, and then people will probably agree. I thought it was Zeppelin.
Right. Yeah.
And people know that was rigid, but that it was an airship, and that's the 1900s. I found 1852, the first powered airship, and it was made by a person called Henry Gifford.
Oh, it's like a blimp? Is it like a blimp?
Yeah, like a blimp. And like I said, I've only known as it as a Zeppelin, but I've gone back 50 years.
What year was that?
1852, Henry Gifford. And it was like blimp shape. It wasn't, you know, it's the first airship.
1852. Huh. Well, that goes back into, Brian, what we were talking about the other day, the first plane, right, invented in 1903, or what was 1904, and the first commercial flight started January.
I can beat you on that.
Commercial flight, 1914, when planes were invented in 1903.
Gloria, I can bet you on that plane.
What?
Oh, where's it gone now? Oh, my God, I've lost my notes. I swear I got it a little bit earlier.
Yeah, that seems
crazy. It's gone.
Yeah, you went from them inventing the plane and then all of a sudden having a commercial plane like 7 years later. And the thing is made out of steel, and it's beautiful, actually.
Well, probably made out of aluminum, not steel.
I'll got one for you before we go on the quick one. First recorded use of a firearm.
Oh, I don't know. That would be a long time. That'd be a long time ago. Because I mean, they had gunpowder for so long.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought. But to be, it was 1364. It's classed as a firearm, not a a musket or a.
Oh shit.
You know what I mean? They didn't say it, just in the history.
That actually seems, that one seems late for me.
Yeah, it says recorded use of a firearm, not a musket, a firearm.
Hmm.
So that's changed. I mean, I was expecting a musket, you know, like a, you know, a musket, stuff like that, not a class as a firearm as such. It's crazy. I mean, I'll do another one quick while we're just going to go. This even got me as well. When did he start doing atomic radiation and atomic, you know, nuclear fission and stuff like that? When was that developed? I mean, I thought it was just...
I would say the late 40s.
Yeah, that's what I thought, you know, of the scientists doing the bomb test. The first started developing it in 1895.
Wow.
And then it was only like to the later, the 45, when we're on about the bombing, but the atomic research and stuff into fission and nuclear power, 1895.
Holy cow.
No, that's crazy. That is crazy. All right, we're going to take a break real quick, guys. So everybody stick with us. We're just going to play a song real quick. Might be two songs, but we're just going to be gone for like 4 or 5 minutes. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dose of Reality with Brian Stavely, Gloria Cannata, and Paul Knight. Did you know your reality is being put to the test? The Panama Canal no longer runs east and west. Things you are sure happened never did in this reality. The crunchy cereal with the captain now has an apostrophe. Some are changed for many folks. Shit, that punctuation now just showed up on different strokes. This shit can't be attributed to only digital content. Take a look at South America. They moved the whole fucking continent. Even pop in your copy of Star Wars. It could be 30 years old. Shit went as C-3PO, not all fucking gold. Maybe you haven't noticed the changes yet. Open your eyes, trust your senses, and you realize the Mandela effect. I'm from the reality where the youngest Jackson was a girl. Volkswagen logo had no line, and Ford had no curl. The Black Tom attack we didn't learn of in school. It was always "Who Will Save Your Soul" sung by Jewel. The music ones really stand out to me. It's no longer "I want to paint it black" in this reality. People writing it off as bad memory. Even with Superman, Chris Reeves running your trap, dismissing it is one of my pet peeves. Everything I research, people say it's a psyop. Even simple things like pointing out the towers can't collapse from the top. Somehow we are experiencing merging timelines. For more research, check out my site, The Real News Online. Started noticing changes in like 2014. It was JFK, the six-seater, that seemed so obscene. Many people will try and call me a loon. But hold up, wait, they even changed the spelling of Looney Tunes? Let these thoughts sink deep into ya. How could you ever miss the Great Wall of India? Statue of Liberty was on Ellis Island. Go search there for it now, and you won't find it. It's time for you to wake up. Hello, Clarice. In this reality, the Monopoly guy never had the eyepiece. Some of these changes, I don't see how you can dispute. For me, it was always the Smithsonian Institute. Institution? Well, to my ears, that's simply noise pollution. For me, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The human anatomy changes bug me out, but really, they should. As contrived as they may be, it was always daylight savings time and Halley's Comet for me. Our poor neighbors up north are swallowed by the sea. Some of these geography changes are so obvious to me. You might think, Brian, you went too far. I'll say, since when is Cuba as big as Florida? Hey, listen up here. The forest fighting ranger was called Smokey the Bear. I'm writing this song to have a little fun. Raise your awareness. If I build it, I know they will come. Thank you. So what's causing this, many want to know? Well, I don't think it's CERN, they're just a magic show. Satanists doing rituals while scamming Matt Doe. Sounds familiar like liars that always show us the globe. NAS, NIST, CERN, and more. We really need to show these corrupt agencies the door. I don't think this phenomenon is caused by man. I think it's a great awakening, possibly God trying to contact us any way he can. For me, Flat Earth Mandela and our dreams are all connected. Looking to pull some people in that I can intersect with. Trying to wrap your head around it, it can be a hoot. Now Italy, it's no longer a standing boot. Shit, I'm hoping these changes might actually make me kinda cute. As crazy as this shit may seem to be, now Chewbacca has never been a Wookiee. It's time to look into this and get your dose of reality. Before you mock me and call me a fool, just remember, Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Where things are changing, history is in the making. We stand up, our guns are blazing. No more sleeping, no obeying. They live, and it's time to know that. I woke up and I won't go back. Fuck the elite, don't cut them no slack. Get them at the roots and they won't grow back. And I won't miss them. For way too long, we've been a victim. Now we're glitches in the system. Clawing our way up just to get some. Look at how they treat us. Programmed since you were a fetus. I see reptiles, I see demons sucking on some baby penis. Welcome to the Matrix. This is the base of your enslavement. Most people just don't want to face it. They'd rather be taxed and stay complacent. Not me, not ODD. Wait till the CIA gets a load of me. No Agent Smith controlling me. But for me, that's the way that it's supposed to be.
I'm watching.
You gotta use your eyes all the time. Because the one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. You could come with me and you will find that you are the master of the construct of your own mind. All the walls within you, never press pause, don't stop, continue. Just look at the mess that we got us into. Now it's time to fix it, otherwise we're mental. We stand our ground, you dive right in. We're natural, look, it's machine, we're factual. You're stuttering inside of pillars crumbling.
And I will even say this, such an impression is a clue, but it's past time point. A variable has changed, reprogrammed as it were, and that because of this, an alternative world branched off.
All right, everybody.
I got
Welcome
you
back
stuck.
To Dose of Reality. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Gloria Cannata, Paul Knight, and we're discussing all things Mandela Effect. A couple topics specifically. As you guys know, you know, we do lots of shows where we bring out a lot of new residue. We've done shows where we've talked a lot about our theories, about what's causing it. We've done all sorts of different shows. And we don't do a lot of shows on technology stuff or the animal stuff, you know, because we know that some people say, oh, you just didn't hear about this or that. But there's some of them that, you know, we just know are ridiculous. And we did want to address some of these big technology ones this week. And the history ones, I mean, I know there was no black swan attack where I come from, you know, to think that that was. And I know that the JFK car always had four seats. Like, you know what I mean? People think, oh, you just don't know. But, I mean, we're talking about an attack in New York, like New Jersey, New York, and it damaged the Statue of Liberty, and we didn't hear about this on 9/11. We're talking about the president getting assassinated. We're not just getting the car wrong, but if the car he died in was truly a six-seater with three rows and two windshields, to think we wouldn't remember that at that moment, that huge moment, it's insane, you know? Is Gloria back? Gloria, you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Yeah, and even the JFK car in the museum doesn't look like that either, so.
Oh, no, I got some residue of that, too. I'll show after. You know, actually, I got that as the thumbnail for this video already. I already made it. It's the JFK car in the museum. That's actually the thumbnail for this video. I already made it. You know, because you get the car in Boston and in Virginia in those two museums, and they're both four-seaters, you know, two-row cars, regular-looking car, not the six-seater crap. It's crazy. Okay, so when we talk about music ones, there is a music one that made my top 10 Mandela effects of all time, and we've talked about this many times. Paul, you've sent me residue on this from shows like The Big Bang. Other people sent me residue because every time a sports team wins it, they all sing, We Are the Champions, and they end it with the world. But they're involved in more than just that Mandela effect. And, you know, we have the videos with Freddie Mercury on stage singing of the world at the live shows. But now Freddie Mercury himself has been Mandela affected. Freddie Mercury was Freddie, like Freddie Krueger, Freddie. Now he's been victim of the Y changing to an IE, like Johnny Walker Whiskey. Johnny Walker Whiskey isn't Johnny with a Y. It's Johnny with an IE. If you don't believe me, go look. Johnny Walker Whiskey. That's an old one for those of you guys that have been around. But Freddie Mercury is now Freddie with the IE. Paul, check it out. Look how stupid it looks.
Yeah, it's never that. Because I'm a Queen fan.
Yeah, and his name was not Freddie with an IE.
No.
No. No way.
But it always has been. You fucking people are crazy, and you just want to think you come from a parallel universe, or you think fucking CERN is causing. This person came at me yesterday. We were talking about the Mandela effect, and he's like, how can you say it's CERN, this and that? I'm like, that's the last thing I'm saying. You have no clue what you're talking about, guy. It's like, oh, my God, dude. Oh, yeah, Freddie Mercury. And Gloria, you said a song of theirs has just changed. You want to talk about that?
Actually, the whole history with Freddie Mercury changed. His whole documentary changed for me. So,
what happened?
No, I mean, I remember watching his documentary quite a few times and the way he died. And, you know, I remember, I mean, he knew he was going to die and everything like that. And him and his partner decided to have a party, a big blowout party. And in the middle of the party, and I remember because I was crying to this, you know, Freddie Mercury walked out and he went into, I guess, what would be like the maid's quarters or something. And he went there and he sat there by himself. And his partner, I remember he was saying he was looking for him and he knew that he wasn't feeling good. So he got up and he knew where he would find him in one of the maid's quarters. And when he walked in the room, Freddie Mercury was just facing the window. He was sitting in a recliner just facing the window. And his partner said he knew then that he was dead. He didn't even have to turn the chair around. He knew that he was dead. And that's how I remember it, 100%. And now it's completely different. He was in bed. He wrote a letter. And that's not how it happened. I've watched it many, many times. And that's the way I remember it. So I don't know what that's about. That completely changed for me. And then we have, I want to ask the people in the chat. Okay, the song by Queen. Do you guys remember it? I want to ride my bike. Oh, wait, Brian, do you want to sing it?
I don't want to sing it because, you know what? I don't know it. But, hey, let's put Paul on the spot for once.
Oh, no. I did not sing it.
Hey, you just said you're a Queen fan.
No.
You're a drag queen and you're a tranny. So
I forgot the lyrics. Just like
Sure.
Listen,
okay.
You've got me enough tonight, so, you know.
Last time Paul was on, I just want to bring it up that he threw up the pyramid, and now he's got the Jesus spirit on today. So, you know, they would call me. And I wasn't going to play. People used to tell me, you can't play that before your shows. I'd be like, I'll play whatever the fuck I want to play.
I just want to ask the chat, do you guys remember the song being called Bicycle or Bicycle Race? I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. Do you remember?
I thought you were going
to
say, I want to ride Brian. Sorry.
No, but go. Ooh.
Talking or what? Slow it down.
So I just want to know. I know for me in my reality, it was never called Bicycle Race. It wasn't racing anybody. I wanted to ride his bicycle. So that's the name of the song for me. It's called Bicycle, not Bicycle Race.
Isn't it crazy how many music changes they are? And like, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that song, but I know to you it's big, and people, you know, a little older than me, probably they all recognize that. Like, there's so many big ones. Like I said the other day, you know, I went three places in a row and I hear Under the Bridge, Painted Black, and Belle Biv DeVoe. And it's like all this big, big hits have changed, big band names. Freddie Mercury, I mean, that's a big name. I mean, you know what I mean? Prince's songs have changed. The Rolling Stones, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, like EPMD, like their album changed. I don't know if we didn't talk about this yet. My friend Lewis found this one and he sent it to me. And he's somebody that I recently been working on trying to get to look at the Mandela Effect. And he found a personal one. He came across it. Nobody was talking about it. And it was the record by EPMD back in like the, I forget what year it was. But it was, you know, By Any Means Necessary was the title of it. Mm-hmm. And now the title of it is By All Means Necessary. And it changed. But he found it and he sent it to me. And then we looked into it. And, oh, the residue, it's crazy. It was definitely By Any Means Necessary. And, of course, it was. That's what makes sense. Who says By All Means Necessary? No, you say By Any Means Necessary. You know, that was the name of it. And there's even a whole backstory, like, to prove it, because, like, it's all tied into a way, like, Malcolm X was doing a pose one day. This guy is doing the same pose on the cover of the album. And there's articles talking about their album, By Any Means Necessary, doing the Malcolm X pose. But now the picture says, By All Means Necessary. If you, there was a way on Nathaniel, I told Nathaniel about it. You know how he is digging up shit. And I said, can you look into this? And there was a way you like type it into Google or whatever to get the definition. And he put in by any means necessary. And it came up. And it showed an image of their album cover. But the album cover was changed and it said, by all means necessary. It's crazy.
You're really good with the music ones. You're really good with the music ones.
I love the music ones because I used to use the music ones. Because for me, I've been looking at the Mandela Effect since very late 2014, maybe really early 2015, right about then. And of course, it shocked the shit out of me at first, but I understood that it wasn't bad memory. This is, I knew right away. I trusted my memory enough. I had already thrown out official stories, science, everything people tried to did to make me doubt what I can think with my own mind. You know what I mean? Like, I have my own senses, so I didn't doubt my memory when it came to – there was some that were just so big, like Snow White, which you hate me talking about, Mirror, Mirror. Like, I mean, everybody knows it's Mirror, Mirror. You see it, it's Mirror. Derek's in the chat. I want to talk about Derek's in the chat. And I went to Derek's house. We talked about it with the Wizard of Oz and all that. But he also had the, you know, I went to his house and he had a cup in his cabinet. I went to get a drink of Pepsi and it was a Snow White glass from Burger King. And it had the mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, on the back of it. Had the whole verse. Now that whole verse is different. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm not crazy. So I knew right away.
So you know? Derek is a partner in time when it comes to mirror on the wall.
I'm Hulk Hogan, and that's the Macho Man Randy Savage, and we're the Mega Powers. Okay, Paul knows what I'm talking about. Paul, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So, Paul will get pedigreed through that table if he doesn't shut up. So, anyway, so what I was talking about is, you know, there was a lot of flat Earth stuff I was looking at, you know, right off the bat, and it's real deep. And, you know, that's definitely what's going on. And there's just so much information because it involves NASA. It involves all these different things you learned. I was so immersed in it. It gets stressful, just like 9/11 did. I would use the Mandela Effect to unwind for the last couple hours of the night. And one of the best things I found, that's why I said it's fun sometimes, was the music ones. because they stand out to me so much. Because for a lot of people, oh, well, you just don't know your geography. Well, you're not a doctor. You don't know your anatomy. But then those same people say, well, why do you just come with the music and this and that? Well, that's why. Because people say they don't know this and that, but people know their music. Like, you change the hook of a song that everybody's singing, it stands out to them, you know? And then you can get them to realize through Star Wars, through the Red Hot Chili Peppers, whatever it is, you know, you get them to realize that this is really going on. And then they'll start to take what they think they remember about geography seriously and stop doubting their memories. And that they'll be like, no, South America definitely was not 1,000 miles to the fucking east.
It's like one of them action films now, when they're running with the camera in his face.
Speaking about dogs barking, I told you yesterday. Do you know that the word woof is in the Bible now? W-O-O-F. Woof, woof, woof.
Oh, can you read us something with it?
I didn't take the verse. I just put a bunch of words that are new in the Bible, and one of them was the word woof. Woof, woof, W-O-O-F. Then you have I just wrote a couple of them down. You have network is now in the Bible. Network, people. Yes. You have publish, and you have witchcraft. Come on, guys. You know witchcraft was never in the Bible. Never, ever, ever. And like I said, woof, 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 woof. Just like
how do they use the word witchcraft? Well, words, is it one word or two words? Who knows now the days changing?
It's one word.
Compound words.
One word, but witchcraft was never, ever, ever in the Bible. Never. So yeah.
No, and neither was whores, and neither fucking wine bottles, and neither was fucking Jesus hanging from a fucking tree, which I still love to bring up to people, because and then they drive me nuts with that one. It's like they'll do anything to write off the Mandela effect, even telling you, you know, it's one day they're telling you the Bible's literal, and one day they're telling you it's metaphorical. It's just whatever suits their argument. You know what I'm saying?
They do it all the time with any proof, don't they?
It's so inconsistent the way these people are.
No, the whole thing with him, you can't dispute it. The Bible clearly says he was hung on a tree. So how do you explain, like the History Channel, you know, when they try to reenact?
How do you explain the hundreds of millions of people with crucifixes with Jesus on a cross?
But they did the whole, you know, reenact, like they hung a person on a cross just to see the weight and how it would rip his, and you know, all this stuff. And that was on the History Channel. So why didn't they just put him on a tree? Why so many people, you know? Yeah, why do we wear crosses exactly? But
well, Gloria, you know why it says it. You know, there's no such thing as the Mandela effect.
No, it's a metaphor for a cross.
Yeah, it's a metaphor for a cross, because a tree, that's where you get wood from, and a cross is made out of wood. That's what they'll say to us. It's fucking unbelievable. And then even if you want to let them believe that, right, just like the people that say, oh, well, you know, planets just means constellations. But the fact fucking still remains the word wasn't in there, and now it is.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about you, but for me, the word Jupiter was never in the Bible either, and you got Jupiter in the Bible, so... Jupiter is now in the Bible.
Fucking insane, dude.
And you know, I mean, it's crazy. It's completely crazy. But so how come people, instead of wearing crosses around their neck, you know, how come they're not just wearing like a piece of tree? like a branch.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys just go fucking dig a stick out of the yard, Gloria said, and throw it on your neck. It's just
like, that's a beautiful branch you're wearing. Wow. You know?
Hey, nice twig.
Nice twig. That's funny.
Hey, Gloria, I just want to mention, we all noticed that you're wearing the little choker thing to hide your Adam's apple because you're a tranny.
Yes, so, of course.
We've all been accused of being transvestites here ever since I did the show on it. So I'm a tranny. Gloria's a tranny. Paul's a tranny. Gloria's got the biggest dick.
Yeah, mine takes batteries, though. Mine takes batteries.
I know you wear them out.
Yeah. No, you know the ancient one that you guys talked about, Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you got it at your house.
I know something, Paul. If that shit's made out of crystal, that thing's got to be really good.
Good for energy.
Hell yeah.
You do your meditation, sat on that.
Try that crystal freaking dildo. Hell yeah.
All right, Gloria.
What?
What about the cherries? Speaking of cherries.
That one I'm not really sure of. Are you, Brian?
I don't even know that. So we'll skip that one then.
Yeah, we'll skip that one because I'm not sure. You guys could look up the spelling of cherries and see if it looks different to you.
You still got a lot of ones, like ones having to do with the teeth, other ones having to do with what might happen at a doctor's office if, say, you broke a bone. You want to talk about those?
Yes. Why is my computer sticking? It's not letting me go.
Well, I'm not going to say why it's sticking.
Shut up, Paul. It's not letting me scroll.
What are you doing your first time when you're not on this show?
I use wipes like you, Paul. Hey, Brian, can you show the picture I sent you yesterday of the roller skates?
Oh, yeah. Yep, hang on. That's a good one. I wanted you to talk about that. Oh, yeah, because people were talking about bicycles. Speaking of bicycles, how about these roller skates?
Get a load of these. Why are you not working with me? Why is this computer doing this?
It's all that late night video chatting.
He's so stupid, Paul.
Wow, chicka, wow.
Gloria.
I would love to tell you, but my computer. I want to say 1720. These roller skates came out in 1720, guys.
They look like they're standing on little bicycles on their feet.
Honestly, doesn't that look like, wow, this is crazy. My computer won't let me read my notes. Yeah, that's when I seen that, I was like, that's something like we would use today, though, don't you think? Like those little Segway things. And I don't know. To me, that's a kind
I've seen, not what they call them, you know, like skateboards with the huge wheels. You know, similar to that.
Yeah, but that's crazy. That is completely crazy. Okay. I wish I took a picture of the other one, but I didn't. So are we on to the next? Because being that my fingers, I think they're just sticky for some reason. Okay.
I know. So I wonder why your hand was doing down there. Right. You read it.
Shut up.
I've got one here now. The first radio control car. You know what I mean? Like toy radio car.
Remote control car.
Yeah. When do you think?
Definitely, I want to say 80s. 80s. Late 70s, early 80s.
Right. It was the mid-1960s. And it was a British company.
It's crazy. Because when we first had them, Paul, just like the remotes with the TV, they had a wire.
Exactly.
Cars had a thin wire that was a certain length and it would drive away, but it was connected.
It's crazy, isn't it? Like I said, my older brother had one of the first ones, what I thought was one of the first older ones in the 80s. And do you know what I mean? Late 80s. And now this British company's brought them out in the 1960s.
Wow.
No. And then in the 70s, they had nitro and gas powered ones in the 70s.
What?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, the first radio control or remote control cars, 1960, and then nitro or gas powered in the 70s.
Oh, wow. Oh, hell no.
So that's it. When I saw that today, because I don't remember that.
No.
I got one I want to bring up before I forget, because I had a couple. This is a big one. You know, anybody that's ever watched any basketball, and I know there's people in the chat that have, you know, there's only been one, as far as I can remember, then there might have been, but for predominantly my life, the company that makes the basketballs for the NBA is called Spalding. Well, Google Spalding right now. They don't have a U in their name anymore, and it's Spalding, Spalding, Spalding. No, it was always Spalding with a U. That one's crazy. I mean, and there's a lot of residue for it. Again, you know, all sorts of old articles and advertisements and local newspapers and stuff, all with a U. Now, why would they throw a U in there if it was never there? And I know it was Spalding. It wasn't Spalding. There was a U in there. I mean, anytime you watch an NBA game, you see it written on the ball. Anytime I've ever bought a basketball at the store, it's crazy to me.
That's big. That is big. And I think a lot of people should relate to that because you have a lot of people that are into sports.
Yeah, I would think so too.
The spelling doesn't look right. Yeah, definitely. There's no U. No U. I agree. Paul, what do you think?
I was wondering about this week, about the Spalding. I remember both ways, to be honest. Which is weird.
No, because that happens sometimes. Sometimes yeah. I'll remember something both ways too. It is kind of weird.
What about the dishwashers, Gloria?
Well, right now they're full and I have to unload them, but no, I'm joking. Okay. In this reality, in this timeline, we had electric dishwashers. Take a guess when, Paul.
Well, I already know the answer, but I'll not guess then.
Okay. We had electric dishwashers in 1886. And I don't mean like, you know, like I told Brian, not the kind of thing that you beat. You know,
only 4 years after the ceiling fans.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Redo your whole house. All new electric appliances, 1886.
1886. So you have your electric fans. And you have your electric dishwashers.
And you'll have your fucking AC before the kids grow up.
And you'll have, yeah, you have AC. Yeah. Kind of crazy. Technology is just like, it just makes me wonder, like, how did it just come to like a stump? You know, if we had all this technology back then, we should be way more advanced right now than
exactly.
We are.
I mean, even if you talk about old TV adverts for like washing, you know, like washing up liquid type of thing, you know, for doing the dishes, they wasn't putting the dishes in a dishwasher in the 50s and the 60s. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
It's real crazy, and it's not like, you know, we're not mistaken, like, because you're right. These things would have advanced so much. Dude, I can remember, okay, when I was a kid and we got cable when cable first came around in the early 80s, you know, that's when the only pay channel was HBO and Star Wars was on all the time and C-3PO was always all gold. But we're not even going to get into that right now. But the remote for the TV that we had a wire. It was a thin wire. It was long, so it was convenient, but it was a wire. And then a few years later, we had like a beige clicker from whatever Comcast was before it was Comcast. I forget the fucking name now. It's been so long, but you know, it had just a clicker, you know, and that was in like, I want to say like 82, 83. That's when we got the first remote controls that were wireless. Mm-hmm. If you go now, there's a Magnavox ad from 1955 with the wireless clicker for the TV where he's changing the channel on it.
Yeah, no way.
1955. And then they say the first color TVs in the early 30s. And there was an MLB game broadcast in like the 1940s. No, dude. The first MLB broadcast in the colors was not till like the late 50s, at least. At least. If not early 60s. Not where I come from. Not in 1945 or around there. That's crazy, dude. Not in color.
No, not especially not in color. Okay,
no. Baseball games are still black and white.
Not only did we have dishwashers, but we also had washer machines. And like I said, not the type that you
got a washer machine in America.
Not the kind like Paul uses that you beat against the rock to clean. This is an actual
hangers close out on the clothesline outside.
An electric washing machine in 1908. 1908. And you know, a lot of times, like, I reference...
We still
like,
do that over here, you know. Huh? We always put our washing out.
Say that again?
We always put our washing out on the line. I mean, I put my thongs and my G-strings and all my sorts on the line.
I told you he used the line. When I picture Paul at his house, these little crowded flats, which they call them, right? They're all stacked next to each other. He's got his clothesline out there where he's closed, and he's just absolutely blanketed.
I was talking
everywhere above his house.
I was talking to you the other day, and he said what Brian used to love to do was He used to go around sniffing knickers. That was his, you know, that was his favorite thing when he was growing up.
He still does.
Your accent and the word you're using doesn't translate well over here. That doesn't sound good.
Oh, Brian, we're going to move on. So basically, and like I was saying, you know, like I, for some reason, when I was doing the research on all this stuff, I tend to, like, you know, the Honeymooners, right? We all watch the Honeymooners pretty much. And they weren't rich, but he was a bus driver and they didn't have anything. I mean, they had a refrigerator also that had like a big piece of ice on it to keep everything cold back then. And you can't say, well, maybe because they didn't have money to buy a refrigerator or blah, blah, blah. The guy was a bus driver. He could afford a refrigerator, but they used a big block of ice to keep the food cold, right or wrong. Yeah. So in this timeline, ice makers, just like the one I have here, where you press the button and the ice. Yeah, and the ice comes.
We're not talking about a freezer. Specifically, we're talking about you hold the glass up to the fridge and it dispenses ice to your cup, right?
Right, right. That actually was in stores and people bought them in 1965. And I'm not, not the type where you open the refrigerator and you're filling up the cubes, the little plastic thing for ice cubes. No, this is an ice dispenser. So, you know.
First I saw those would be the late 80s, I'd say.
Definitely not 1965. Definitely not. No way. No. And I have one more really big one. Shut up, Paul.
I'm not even going to say anything.
Okay. I need a drum roll for this one.
Paul, you're the fucking guy with the soundboard. Where's the drum roll at?
Oh, no. I thought you was going to do it. You know, because you've always got your hand under the table doing that.
Yeah. Come on. Give me a drum roll.
Just go, Gloria. Adam's apple a little more and let's go.
Okay. Did you know that the first dental implants were invented in 1950. Now, I don't mean dentures. I mean single tooth dental implant, 1950s. And if you look it up, they show you the picture. It's not any different than what it looks like today. And it's done the same exact way, the same procedure. And apparently it was from the 1950s. I remember this coming out, I want to say about almost 20 years ago, because a friend of mine had his home mount done, my girlfriend's husband, and it was a new thing, and it was so expensive, where now it's a lot cheaper, and that's when it came out. But in this reality, it came out in 1950. Yeah. That's a big one.
And the x-rays?
Oh, the x-rays. Anybody remember Little House on the Prairie? Okay, x-rays were invented in 1895. People dropped dead like crazy that year. I mean, they had no cure for nothing, but they did have x-rays. They had x-rays. 1895. Apparently the same way we use it now, it's that hasn't changed really. So, crazy shit.
That leads on to one I've got as well. The earliest like camera photograph. You know how they do it like they do now? Taking cameras. what do you reckon date for that?
For doing what with a camera?
It just says the earliest of like camera, you know, a photograph. How we have it now, like pictures.
Well, I mean, you could take a photograph a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah, but not like in the process we do it. It was weird. I think I've got it down as 1826.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know it was the flash and all the, you know, where you got to do it that way. That's been for a few hundred years, but it was all about the early surviving camera photograph, how we have, you know, pictures and films. Well, not now because it's more digital, but, you know, like in the 90s and, you know, you used to get actual photographs. Yeah. And that was like 1826,
which I got in 1888 for the first video camera. Was 1888, and the first color camera was 1907, but the first video camera was 1888.
Seems like everything has jumped like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, earlier than it was, you know? Earlier. A couple other things I just want to say before we get off today. I don't know if you guys have more stuff you want to do. We'll definitely do it first. But definitely want to tell you guys that after the 3 months of being banned on YouTube, I'm getting my channel back in 3 days. So these shows will be live on the main channel again, not here. So make sure by today's end, you guys are all subbed to the main channel. It's linked right in the show notes. Go, you know, under the video where you can hit see more or whatever it says. Click that and you'll see, you know, my main channel. Make sure you click on that. When we go back there, I do have my interview planned. I want to do that the first week or two. So that might be next Saturday or it might be after that, my awakening interview. Or I might just do that in the middle of the week, honestly. That's what I'll probably do. Just do it in the middle of the week one night. Also, people message me about this shooting and you know, why don't you want to talk about it, dude? I'm so done with talking about the fake shootings. I'm not wasting any time on it. I saw 3 pictures of it that one of my friends posted. All I had to do was see that and everybody's laughing. They're all having a good time at the shooting. Everybody's partying. The sheriff giving the speech. He's laughing. People that witnessed it are all laughing. I don't waste my time with that shit no more. There's other people that can waste their time with that shit. I know that shit's fake. I've known that shit is fake for years. I'm not bothering with it. Sorry. That's it. I'm not wasting my time on it. We got better and bigger things to think of. That fear doesn't control me at all. I know it does for some people. And for years, I'd be the person trying to spread that message about all that stuff. But, like, I can only do so many things. And I want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about the fake shootings. Unless, you know, unless it really hits you close to home, Paul. You know what I mean? You guys got anything else to say, or should we close it out?
No, I've got something to say, but it's not a tech before. It's just weird because once we're researching like the first space shuttle, and the earliest I found was 1981. So if you think about that, they've not changed the tech since then. It's just strange, yeah. Isn't it? How things are coming on so much. And in the space of, like, from the first flight to going in space was, like, 60-odd years. And, like, in nearly 40, they've not changed the design of a space shuttle or anything.
No, they're not going anywhere.
I mean, you always see diagrams for the new ones, but you never see actually see them physical, do you? It's just the same shape. You know, with the black underbelly and that's happening. That's been the same design since 1981, the first special flight. So you're talking nearly 40 years and not changed the design once. Made it, you know, the technology to come on. It's stupid.
That's stupid, especially with the capabilities they would gain by the technology of all the equipment on board being able to become smaller and smaller and smaller. Exactly. More space, there'd be less space they'd want to waste. They would redesign it aerodynamically. It would fly better because it would be using less space, or they could use that space for something else, like better living quarters for people, things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And it's the case of the old one, the old what we laugh at, or the special is a glider, but we'll ignore them big 3 rockets on the back.
Yeah. It's a riot. You can actually hear them. You can hear the rockets on the back, and they tell glider. They got the rockets covered up with a fucking tarp. They really got the rocket engines covered up with a tarp, and you can hear it coming in as a rocket, and they put it on TV and tell you it's a glider. And people believe it. Really? That's what they do? You can see it. They got a tarp. You can see it bulging out because it's a big jet engine. It's a big airplane. That's all it is. Comes in for a landing, they throw a top on it and tell you it's a glider and fucking it's coming from out of space. It's wicked stupid to think about it, dude. I think it's a riot, man. But I don't know. If we got nothing else, why don't we wrap it up? You guys want to wrap it up?
I do, but I want to do one thing. I just want everybody to know. I want you guys to it's good that we wrap it up because my computer's freezing. I want you to go to the King James Bible, 1 Kings 9:27, and I want you to look up because now the Bible says Navy. The Navy. In the Navy. Yeah. So the Navy is now in the King James Bible. And Brian, do you have my – can we do my mandanimo before we go because he's really cute.
If you say please.
Please. I love him.
All right, just keep that, Adam's apple covered so I don't feel Hang on, let me find it. I have the link for it here. Here it is. Hang on. I just got to get it started up.
Yes, King James.
Where did you find this, by the way?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Is your vibrator going? So can I hear something thumping?
No, that's my dryer is thumping.
Oh, is that what it's called? I thought you left your thing on in the drawer again.
Shut up. What's wrong with you?
This thing right here is looks like it's straight out of a Super Mario Brothers game, honestly.
I love him.
Wait, you see this? This thing is... Now, what is this? Like, is this a joke?
Look how cute!
These crazy creatures are coming out of everywhere. We've never seen... Look at this thing. What is this thing? That is not cute. I don't want to be anywhere near that thing.
No, he's
something, though. Paul, doesn't he look like he'd be in Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah, definitely.
It's adorable. It's just a caterpillar. No crazy thing, just a caterpillar. And I really, really want one.
I'll tell you right now, if my name was Mario, I'd step right on that fucking thing's head.
No, you wouldn't. You're so pathetic. I'm your friend. How could you kill something that looks like that?
That's how you gotta beat the levels. It's nothing personal.
Nothing personal. Oh my god. You don't kill God's creation. Anything.
Okay. All right. Relax. All right. Relax. Tone it down. All right, let's sign out. Now, guys, make sure you check out Thursday's video. Make sure you check out last week's video, which was really different. We did everything in the sky, Project Blue Beam, holographic planes, all types of fucking crazy shit. That was last Saturday's show. But just two nights ago on Thursday, me and Gloria came on, and I did a show that you guys all need to see because it's a really good show for people that are just starting to peer into the Mandela effect, but are brushing it off for, you know, all the stupid reasons that they do rebrand and, you know, all that type of stuff that it's not, you know, and it's only 40 minutes, short video. And, I'll make sure I link it in the show notes. But if you guys, you know, don't want to wait, if you just go to my channel and you click videos, it's going to show you the videos when they were uploaded. It'll be the second video. It'll be right underneath this one. And check that out, definitely, because I think that's a really good one to get people to look at the Mandela effect. I'm dropping that in a bunch of flat earth groups and stuff like that. And, you know, where things get brought up and it's, you know, I can drop that in there. I'm doing that. So make sure you check that out. And we might do some shorter videos here and there midweek sometimes just to kind of bring in some more people with some short videos and get them watching the show. So
I'm over here to tell them. And if you're interested, I have my channel's back up. So that's a Black Sheep of Flat Earth Mark II. And I've got stuff about the Mandela on it and the MEs. I've not got much Flat Earth, but at the minute it's just like ancient civilizations and stuff I've been doing. So it's
yeah. You did a video today on the
pineal gland.
Yeah.
Just like I said, everyone knows about the links between pineal gland and the third eye, but. I was just talking about how it's basically our connection to the God, you know, to God and Mother Earth. It's a connection with chemtrailing. It's basically trying to block that connection because we need the sun's rays that come through, and that's what activates the crystals in the pineal gland, because it works on a piezoelectric type of event where the crystals in your pineal gland rub together and they create a spark. That's basically similar when someone says, oh, you've had a bright idea, and sometimes they say, well, you had a bright spark. That's the type of thing. And what happens is this is what gets your consciousness evolving. So they're doing everything. They're putting fluoride in the water, you name it. They're trying to calcify your pineal gland. And I've just done a quick video on it. I like to do quick videos just to get people to looking into different subjects. And like I said, I've got stuff about the Sumerian Mies on my channel, about the giant, about me and Brian's consciousness tunneling theory. I've got that on it. And a few other videos. They're very short, even. And I'm just like Brian does the long ones, and he's sat and coming doing the short ones. I do just the quick ones, just the tasters. And there's some interesting things on it. You know what I mean? I try and try my best with these theories, but I try and get them to facts. It's not just like I'm wildly guessing.
Yeah.
So yeah. And
a lot of research in that. Yeah.
There's loads on it. It's just crazy. And the last couple of weeks, like the Mandela's seems to be getting more prevalence. History seems to be catching up as well. Things that you never heard of.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
are happening.
What can I
mean, it's like I talked about a few years ago when we did that show on Egypt. I was just looking for something funky to say, oh, about the pyramids. And that's where I got the Mandela from, because I've linked the pyramid being a symbol for Ishtar in Anna. And then that went to the church and the Vatican. So it all goes, it's all connected. So you've just got to research into anything you can, because the connections are all there. That's what I try and do.
I agree with you with the Sphinx. I have to tell you, I really do agree with you with the lion and Anana and all that stuff. I do. I agree with you 100%.
There's a good video on my channel, you know, on the playlist. I think I've got it on there that Jenna passed on to me. It showed you the Sphinx, and between the Sphinx, it has a little altar, and it was having the lions on there as well. Mm-hmm. So it was like a sacrifice type of thing as well. So it just throws history, because we're all told the pyramids were made by the Egyptians and that. Well, I've just proven that the Great Pyramid itself could possibly be built by the Sumerians or the Arcadians.
Yeah, because it's going to go back way farther than Egypt.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course. And
it just throws everything out. It's not just because I'm wildly guessing. I'm showing you concrete evidence to say it's built for someone else. Because, like I said, I've always been to pyramids and I never knew it was eight-sided. And from seeing the pyramid eight-sided and then looking down, you just got to think of it then spread out and it goes into the rosette. You know, like the rosette symbol, which is the eight-sided rosette or the eight-sided star. So from that, that's where I got all this. Just from finding out something new about the pyramid and never knew. And this can happen to anyone. Just research something and something triggers in you. I mean, I can show you links like from the pyramid being eight-sided, from the links to that to the Knights Templar, to the Order of the Dragons, where the Queen is the lead member. So these all have the eight-sided like cross type of thing, like the, you know, the, what's it called? Like the, you know, when you get like the Army of Valor medals and things like that, they all have the little points on, but they're actually the 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is connected, and it's just unbelievable. If you don't do your research, you won't find them this out.
No. And you have to filter out a lot of bullshit in between. A lot of bullshit.
It's definitely, it's like, if I see one page and it says, oh, this is this, I won't take that as gospel. I have to find 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things that validate that one thing.
Yeah.
So you're talking.
And you have to break that statement and decide if what that statement says is a fact based on the pieces of the statement.
Well, it's just like that famous Mandela that you and Glory going about the lion and the lamb. And I've shown that the lion is Ishtar or Inanna, and the lamb is Tammuz. And that goes all the way through history and how the church use it. The church has a cross, which is Tammuz's cross. Inanna's symbol is a dove. You're talking, all these symbols are just getting passed through religion. And people are just taking their word for it. So it's even like the Vatican, how they have a courtyard at the front. That's even the eight-sided star. They even have it on the robes that they have, the Alpha and the Omega. That's an eight-sided star. The Alpha and the Omega is in the middle. But if you look back in history, in Anna and Ishtar, because they're both basically the same, her grandmother was it Namu or Hamu? It's one of them. Like, and her symbol is the Omega symbol. So I can take that back even further, and her symbol is the Omega, the O thing. So that's taking it back further though. So you're talking about history just changing in front of us. I mean, even this week we found history goes back even further, from the Sumerians that supposedly came from a place called Arata. So that's going even back further. That was supposed to be the cradle of civilization, and there, the cradle of civilization, like what they say, the symbol was the rosette.
Like the Rosetta Stones?
Yeah. And like the rosette, the symbol for Ishtar and Inanna, and obviously their grandmother, who was known as the god of heaven and earth, Mother Earth.
Wasn't the grandmother Sophia?
No, her name was, oh, I can't pronounce it. I've got it in my notes. It was
Namu.
Namu, her name was a Namuma or something like that. I have it on my notes. Oh. I've got so many names.
Tomorrow, her name might be fucking Nui by tomorrow. So,
hey, Nui.
It's just crazy what you find out. And now, because you know, you research and you're open minded. And I don't like to label, I just call myself a researcher, like we've talked about, Brian. I don't label myself as anything now. But you see everything different. Everything. You're seeing links.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? To everything that you just... And it's like what I've said to you many times. It's when I see posts on Facebook and they're all going, oh, satanic rituals or pagans. They don't even know where the origin of pagan comes from. So they're slating something and they don't even know what a pagan is.
Right.
So you've only got to
check. But yet, Paul, they'll celebrate Christmas, or yet they'll say amen.
I know, it's just crazy. Especially when now I've researched all this, even I've researched it, you get feelings, they're good and they're bad and all this type of thing. We all have it. But it gets to a state is, what do you know is real and wrong? Do you know what I mean? Because you wasn't there all these thousands of years ago. Do you know what I mean? You're taking what evidence you can find, and sometimes it's hard to accept it.
Build up really good instincts to sniff out the bullshit after a certain amount of time.
Definitely.
You have an intuition too. We have an intuition that's a lot more powerful than we're led to believe. That's part of our collective consciousness too, our intuition, you know?
It is.
Like a little side note to it, but it's definitely connected to it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I don't know a lot of things, but I found out this week from researching that the Garden of Eden had two trees in it. I always thought it was just one tree. And one of the trees, or something, the process that they were doing was called Bread of Heaven, and they do this in church. You know, the Bread of Heaven and stuff like that. If people can't see the correlations and the links between all this ancient history to what they call in the modern church, you're just kidding yourself. And it's, you know what I mean? You don't have to say, oh, yeah, that's true and that's true, but you just be aware of what's going on. I mean, that's why all these secret societies, knowledge is power. So if you don't know no knowledge, you know nothing, you have no power over everyone. And that's all they're trying to hold over us.
Right. Well, that's why they have the school system set up the way they do. They're never going to teach you how to really think for yourself. They're going to give you the facts, and the facts are never going to fucking teach you how to fucking rebel against them.
Yeah, and you want to know something, Brian, Paul? I honestly think that, especially Paul, I honestly think that the Bible was written by either the Titans or the Sumerians. And now that you see the Mandela effect changing the Bible, I think that it's just showing its true origins. Who wrote it? Who did? Because there are new characters in there that there weren't before. So I think it's showing the true origins. Who really wrote the Bible before, you know, before they got it and corrupted it and turned it into, the book of slavery on how to live life. You know what I'm saying? So it's actually showing. You know, so you're going back to Inanna, and you're going back to Sophia, and you're going back to Thoth. And this book is starting to reveal all of these things. And people think it's a curse, and it's not, because it's showing you the way the book initially was written until man got a hold of it and said, hey, you know what? We could use this to enslave the people. You know, you come to Earth. Here's your manual on how to live life. You know, and there you are. You're a slave. You become a slave. And I think God is giving us the key by showing us the changes in the Bible that are linking back to the Sumerian stories.
Definitely.
And he's telling us, here's the key. Take the handcuffs off yourself. Get out of prison. Yeah. You know?
That's what you mean. I watched a video today, and it's on me. It's on my channel. I've put it in the channel. I've put it under the heading, Interesting Shit. So, you know, it just sort of remember. And they're basically saying, like, the origins of the word religion, it means union. So that's in the title. That's union. We're all together. Whatever you believe, you should, accept that and just, you know, be friends type of thing. And it's not really, everyone's trying to get you alienated and hating each other.
Yeah.
And they do that through the control of religion, where religion should be all about love. And in the title, what religion means is unity and being together.
You do a little research on Inanna to see what her name, because I know her name changed so many times. History, because I had read a verse in the Bible that said the goddess Diana, and I've never heard of the goddess Diana before, and I'm curious to know.
I know the Greek one, the goddess of the hunt, her name was Diana, and that is like where Wonder Woman supposedly is from. you know, from off the comics.
Well, apparently people worshipped her, and you know, these are just their new stories. And the more you read the Bible, and the more you get into the Sumerian and the Egyptian, you're starting to see the correlation. The stories are all starting to line up. You know, and I think people really, really need to take a look at that. And I'm telling you, I'm waiting for that one day to look at the King James Bible and find the word Inanna or Inky in there. And then I'm like, case closed. There we go.
It's crazy because you just follow it. It's like I've said in my films, my videos, like Inanna is basically Ishtar. And then you've got Cleopatra, and you've got Isis and Osiris, which are the same. They're both Jesus and right. Mary. Do you know what I mean? So you got Inanna and Tammuz, and then you go back to, like I just said, you got Aphrodite and Adonis. They're all the same characters. Both died and got resurrected. You know, right. One, and it's the same story straight through to the church.
Right. Well, Akhenaten, they say, was Apollo, right?
Yeah. You've got all these same characters and through ancient history that. And I've never seen these things until I started opening my eyes and wanting to research, and it's like, what new can you find out today? That's how I look at it. You know what I mean? I get that excited. You know what I mean? I found something new, and it's.
I'll tell you one thing: all the Sumerian texts, which are, I mean, and it's probably like 50% of them are bullshit, and 50%, you know, are real. But I know that they take credit for genetically changing our DNA or creating human.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about today in that video on the pine cone, because it's about activation. Do you know what I mean? They have the pine cone, the Sumerians, and is that an activation code in our DNA to activate this? Because I talk about the crystal gene. We're all born with a gene called the crystal gene.
Uh-huh.
Some of us are born with it straight away, and that's how you get, like, do you know, like the really, really clever yeah. people, the savants and all them type of people. They're activated from birth, whereas
mm-hmm.
normal people generally get it through consciousness evolving or mixing and researching. The light switch basically gets turned on.
I agree with a lot of the stuff that, like I said, you know, the research that we do about the Sumerians and stuff like that. But one thing that I don't agree with, okay, granted, they probably did come here and did manipulate our DNA. I agree with that. But as far as creating the first human, I don't believe that. Because if you think about it, if you had the ability to change frequencies and travel into another frequency where another world exists, another reality is happening, and people see you, they're going to look at you as a god. And you're going to say, well, you're going to write this book, and I am a god because this is no, you know, I know how to do this and that, and they write yeah. about you. And I think that's the same thing with the Titans or the Sumerians and the Anunnaki and stuff like that. They all want to take credit for the first, you know, human yeah. being created, but that came from God. We are God's children. Yes, did they manipulate our DNA to dumb us down? I believe that they did do that, but they did not create the first human.
Well, it's like we said, like, and people argue that it's not the case, like, God is within us.
Right.
And basically, we are, if you think about it, we are gods in a sense ourselves, because like anything living, you can do something magical, you can make another being.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? And if you look through all these ancient texts and all this, when they said God, the Sumerians created man and blah, 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 because they were too lazy to do jobs. Do you know what I mean? That's basically what they said it was to do. And even though you can find evidence, like Eden in Sumeria means flat terrain, where the land of the gods is flat. So you're talking about this. So if the gods where they live, the Garden of Eden, is flat and it's flat terrain, you can see all the links out, flat earth and different things are getting in everywhere.
But the thing with I don't buy into the story as far as they create us as a slave race, because nobody created us other than God. Number two, their technology, they didn't need us to mine gold for them. I don't believe that. And I believe that is an insert and it's bullshit, because they want to make us feel like we're nothing. They've always wanted to make us feel like they're nothing, because you have some Sumerian texts that make us understand that we are more than what we think we are, yeah. that we are gods, that we have the ability to do all these things through the pineal gland and through, and they try to teach us. But then you get that one thing from Zachariah Sitchin, that so-called, you know, decoded and says, oh, we were a slave race and they wanted us to mine gold. I don't believe that. That's just to keep us dumbed down. That's to make us hate them. That's to make us think that they were evil because they came here to harm us. And I disagree with that. You know, that's just my opinion. I disagree with that. I think people need to take a broader look at what was really being said. And you can't go by everything that archaeologists say or anybody. You have to use your own discernment.
Well, that's what archaeology is, isn't it? You just get something out of the ground and you're just guessing. You can have a rough, an educated guess, but you're still guessing.
But they're saying what they're supposed to say. They're saying what they're supposed to
and
say.
And like I said, you've seen all this tech where they're finding stuff like, you know, inside rocks and stuff that shouldn't be there. It's just mind-blowing. And it's like I've said, with this history I do now, it does change in a little sense because you're learning new things. And you do get to a stage where you don't know what to believe. You know, your belief is evolving week by week on what you find. Was like that? Was that 3 weeks ago or something like that? I sent you that new name for a different type of angel, the Raphaim or something. Raphaim, it was called.
I don't remember what it is.
It was Raphaim or something like that. A bit like Nephilim.
Right.
But it was spelled with an R, and that was like a different. They were like ancestors from the Anunnaki and something, didn't they? So they're trying to get everything mismatched, and you don't know what's going on.
But you feel it, right? Like when you're doing the research, you feel it. You could one thing just sticks out, you know, and you feel it, and you go, I'm gonna run with this, and I'm gonna look for research just on this one little word.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've got like. Yeah. Like I said, I've got my laptop and different things and my iPad and different. I've got like 20 browsers all over.
Yeah.
I'm just going back to forwards of different things.
Because I think with the Anunnaki, I think what they were trying to say to us, it was the same message that Jesus was trying to say. We're more than what we think we are. You know, we are love. We are light. We are from the Creator, and we could do anything. We just don't know it because we're imprisoned in our own minds.
Exactly. And it's just a case of like everyone agrees on that the pre-flood happened. And that is when the start of we getting devolved. Basically, you know, our consciousness, everything, we start to regress in ourselves.
They say that they can't date that. They say that they can date it up to 5,000 years because that's what it is. No, the truth is you can't date past that. You know, you can, but you're not going to say that you can. You're going to say 5,000 years.
Like I said, and it's a case of like the pre-flood. Was it a flood just by God, or was it from, like I said, evidence that there's been a great war? You don't know what you like. I said you just got to see what you see and try and form a theory on that. Brian's probably saying, "Well, these two shut up. I want to end it."
But, you want to know something? As far as the flood, I think that was created through whatever. Extraterrestrials were here, whatever beings from different, you know, timelines, different realities.
It's true. You just don't know. I mean, we're in 2018 and we've not had one picture of the Earth from space that's not computerized. So you're talking and people, you've not had one picture that's not being modified in some way. What's wrong with just sending a rocket up or something? They're supposedly doing it all the time. And second, just one picture, snap.
Right.
It's not hard. I mean, I'm not saying no flat earth or not. I'm just saying there's things that are not happening that we don't know even where we live. And that because you need somewhere to start. You know what I mean? So you can go back and how long, you know, have we lived for, reincarnate? There's everything. It's endless. Do you know what I mean? You know, we should do another show on that because we'll probably be like 5 hours.
No, it's a really deep, it's a deep rabbit hole. But I think that, you know, like I was saying before, as far as the Mandela effect, it's not just about that. If you look into the research like I do, like you do, like Jenna does, like that, you will find there is a connection.
Yeah.
And it goes way, way back. And it this piece is here and there, but if you take the time, you could put them together and it starts to really form a movie. It starts to form, you know what I'm saying? And you look at things a lot differently. You know, are we looking for the answers to why this happened? Me, not so much. I'm not looking for the answer to why this happened, but I'd like to know how far back it did start and what they knew about it. Because to me, you know, it's happening because God wants it to happen, you know? So that's how I look at it. But they knew about it. They knew about it. And
that brings into what I was saying before about the crystal gene. That is put into people to recognize. This could be I was talking with Jenna, the Mandela effects and things like that, why people are noticing it. It's because these people could have this gene activated. in so many people, you know, like not like fighters or something like that, but they need people aware. You need to be, sometimes you need to know what's going wrong or something. So you have people spread out around the earth type of thing to spot them, you know, like an early warning type of system, right, type of thing. Or, you know what I mean? You need people to say something's gone wrong here. And then as it's been happening for so long, would these people then go back to their leaders and say, listen, this is what's going on. Something's changed. Do you mean? Because my personal belief is these me's were all spread out all around the world to create harmony and prosperity. Because I've seen the stories that I've seen, all these gods wanted these me's in their in the city to create prosperity and enlightenment. So you know what I mean? If you think about it, if they've took all these away, the elites, is this why the Mandela effect is gaining pace? Because this the harmonies and the frequencies and the synchronicity is changing, because these things are not there to protect each country or different things, because you know they range from a few hundred to 3,500 me's.
Well, somebody's helping us. Somebody's helping us to wake up and you know, just
exactly. So are we I'm not saying it was personally, but if these take these me's away, the elites, and are we like the I think I can't know if it's Sam still on. Is an early warning type of thing.
What, Brian? We can't hear you.
He's back on now. I was just saying, like, are we like an early warning system?
Yeah. No, you can't hear me, Gloria?
Paul? He's probably ending it. Yeah, I can hear you just.
I can hear you. I can hear you now.
He wants to go, right. So he's pulling the fast wall. Slowing down, down.
Maggie, you're trying to get choppy and jumping all around and shit.
Yeah, it is. I can see it's lagging because you...
Well, that's definitely something we have to bring up on another show, because that's really interesting. Like you said...
Remember, can I say something real quick? Yeah. I didn't say nothing. Well, remember we talked about before about when the soldiers went over to Iraq, how they actually were gone for artifacts and stuff, yeah. Maybe? So some of these artifacts could be the physical MEs that you're talking about spread over the world.
Yeah, I mean, they could be blueprints. They could be anything. Do you know what I mean? Like that film Contact with the building. Remember you were talking last week of that sphere in space. So there's loads of things that you can be. No one knows what they are, but they seem to think they know what they are.
I have so much. I have so much wrong with those two words, especially in one sentence. The sphere in space. Oh. No, I know what you mean.
I'm referring to your thing last week on the planes.
I know. I'm just joking. It's just funny, right? Here you say that.
It'd be another picture of me. A sphere.
Paul holding up a sphere with the fucking...
I know.
Brubs in the background and shit.
Like I was saying about the Mandela effect, in a sense, you know when you have like, what they call now, I don't know if they pronounce the same as you're in the States, you know, like, we call them buoys. You know, like you have them in the water and they
yeah, the thing in the water.
Yeah, what... This crystal gene in us, are we like buoys or buoys? Are we here to detect changes? And that's just how I'm trying to go away, isn't it, to look that way. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously you need detection systems for when your realities are changing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't. We're here just to detect changes. We're here because we're here. And if this place was maintained and created, it was for us.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, we're all a circle, basically. You know, the circle of life and all that. We're all a fine tune. And when everything gets knocked out of balance, it affects everything. And that is what I'm noticing a lot lately, that everything is.
Definitely. You know,
yeah. Same way as when, you know, a bunch of Mandela effects happen at once and we all start feeding off each other, and then it just accelerates rapidly for a few days or a week. We're all feeding off each other's consciousness, I think.
Yeah, because like I said, how powerful are you that they don't want you to realize how powerful you are? It's just the things, do you know what I mean? You can get connections with people that are on the verge of supernatural, you know what I mean?
You know, I think with the Mandela effect, one thing that made me realize 100% is how powerful we really are. The thing is, we don't know what to do with it because they've done something to block that, to stop. You know, we know going through this, we know we're God's creation. We know it is a God. It doesn't get any more real or powerful than that. It's the fact that we don't know what to do with it. Like, we feel like we want to run out of our own bodies, you know, but we feel like we're trapped. Something is trapping us from really, really changing it and making it the way God intended it for us.
That's why the Mandela effect could be like a reality check from God, like a wake up call, like, hey, there's a lot more to this than this fucking fake construct you've been believing in.
Yeah. But what do we do with it? That's what I'm saying. There's got to be, I don't know, maybe there's some kind of frequency grids. Maybe there's something that's blocking us from reaching our full potential the way we did at one time, like in Atlantis.
I believe it's them.
They're called chemtrails.
Yeah, chemtrails, fluoride in the water. Poisoning your food, all of it is basically a cocktail to stop you from reaching enlightenment. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then we're basically screwed, but we will find a way.
Well, what I basically think, and my personal opinion, is people are starting to get immune to it. And that's why you're coming up with more aggressive forms of chemtrailing, new forms where the vapors are going upwards, vertical, as you've seen. People and nature always find a way to fight back.
And collectively, we're becoming very strong.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, more and more people are waking up to different truths, the harmonies, the frequencies, your consciousness is all evolving. It's all like a virus. It's all, you can pass it on and people.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to stop. That's why they have HAARP at all these spiritual locations on the planet, because it's not only weather modification, it's frequency modification, destabilizing, making you more aggressive, and that's why there's more wars and different things, because they're just messing about with your mind, basically.
Maybe more, the more people that wake up, the more collectively we become very, very strong, and we get to change it. And it's all, you know, it doesn't matter how they're trying to block it. We will break through it. We will break through it. Right, Brian?
Yeah. That's why we've seen thousands of changes, because we are breaking through it. All they do, they're impeding us, but they're not stopping us. They're slowing us down a little, but look how much it's multiplying. And I know people say, oh, well, you got the internet now and people have YouTube. Yeah, but in 2006, 2007, 2008, there weren't a lot of people talking about this. But in the last 2 years, this has multiplied so much. I've known about it for about 4 years, but the way it's multiplied in the last two is much like the flat Earth did in 2015, 2016. It's just, you know, it's very similar. It's a little smaller than that, but it's very similar. So this thing's just blowing up, and that's because everybody is awakening, because it's definitely, you know, you have to point to see this happening, you know? And I don't know. I just think we definitely feed off each other, because it just keeps accelerating. We are breaking through. And like I said, if chemtrails were there to poison us and slow kill us, people like Alex Jones wouldn't be telling you about it. That's what they tell you. And it wouldn't be one of the first conspiracies you learn about when you start learning. And there's even shows that make it to mainstream TV fucking throwing questions on it. They wouldn't do that. Obviously, another agenda for it. Plus, if they were there to poison you, they'd be poisoning themselves. They could poison the water, maybe, get away with it, because they could have their own selective water supply, their own bottled water, their own water tanks in their house to shower with. But if they're going to poison the air, they're not walking around with gas masks, so they'd be poisoning themselves.
Right.
Now, the fact that it would impede our consciousness would make you want to imagine this some sort of fucking pill that they take or something to become immune. I mean, they could do that, I guess, but...
Yeah, it's a possibility. It doesn't matter. All I know is that
I would tend to think that, you know, and chemtrails are there to also mask things in the sky, like I've said for, you know, several years now. That's what I think that they're definitely for. They're definitely not there to poison us. And I think their biggest fear isn't the Mandela effect. It isn't flat Earth. It isn't 9/11. It's everybody becoming aware of their potential and working closer towards that, and everybody realizing that we're actually all one. We greatly outnumber them, and the only power they have over us is our minds. So we need to free our minds, because that's really what it is.
Harley Quinn just made a point, like vaccinations at birth, So, you know, if you're talking about getting things into your bloodstream and they don't vaccinate their kids or them, so there's another way that it adds to the cocktail of everything.
What better way to do that is the flu shot. Give everybody a flu shot. Yeah. Yeah. But I would love
to those people fucking matter.
I would love to see.
Work with one of them. He's like, I'm going to go get the flu shot, so I'm going to be sick in about a week and a half from now. I'm like, well, why would you go get the flu shot? Oh, so I don't get sick. And then he came to work, and you know what? He was sick right when he said he was going to get sick, and he was real sick for a few days. And I'm like, you're fucking retarded, dude. I'm like, look at me. I'm just chilling, and I'll be chilling all winter. I don't need your fucking metals in me. I don't want your formaldehyde and your aluminum and fucking all this shit in me.
Mm-mm, no. You know, Brian, I would love to see where this goes in 5 years. You know? Mandela effect takes off and where we're going to be in 5 years from now.
Yeah, so do you mean in 5 years, do you mean by how big the amount of people looking into this will be? Or do you mean like how different our reality to me and you will be? Because by that point, we might not recognize anything.
Both. Both. It's kind of scary to do the second one, but hopefully, you know, a lot of people will wake up and you know, we could change things. We could change the vibration of this experience collectively, you know? Just like you crack me up every time I tell you I'm going to the supermarket. You're like, good luck trying to find the things you used to find, the things you used to buy.
Yeah, well, you know, that was pretty funny because, you know, I made the poll and I said, you know, what's been more Mandela affected, the King James Bible or the grocery store, you know? And it was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. I thought the Robbie Parker versus the Luna Landa one was going to be like 50-50, but this one was close to 50-50. It was like 40 something to 50 something, like 58 to 42 or something in favor of the King James Bible. But a lot of people, they know about the grocery store, man, because there's so many products that just don't exist or have had their name changed. And you got different fruits and vegetables coming in different colors that they never came. And it's fucking crazy in there, bro. I walk around in there, I'm like, oh, man. I feel like I'm.
It's funny.
Crazy.
Yeah. People think I'm crazy.
I wanted to take a picture.
Yeah, you take pictures of the vegetables. I'm like, never seen a white zucchini before. Take a picture.
I go out. They tell me dinner's ready. I go out in the kitchen. And there's a box of fucking stovetop on there, but it says Kraft, you know, because it's Kraft now. It's never been stove. It's not even, does it just say Kraft stovetop? It's the same box. Like, it's the red box with the same picture of the stuffing on it. And it just has a yellow logo slapped over that says Kraft now. And it's always been Kraft.
Yeah.
We all know it was Stouffer's.
Yeah.
Each Stouffer's pepperoni pizza too. But that, if you thought of like, hey, who do you get the pepperoni pizza from? If people say, you said Stouffer, who's that? You know, the people that make the stuffing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, Thanksgiving's not going to. Without Stouffer's, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, can you pass that Kraft stovetop stuffing? What?
Yeah. It's funny. Oh, well.
It's ridiculous. But, hey, let's wrap it up.
Right.
All right.
We'll wrap it up. We're coming up on 3 hours. See, you said I need to do shorter shows. I'm like, watch, we can't keep shows under 3 hours. At 2 hours, I tried to wind it down. We're at 2:40 now. See, we can't. So yeah. We'll try and do some shorter videos in the week. And then, you know, like I did Thursday. Make sure you guys check out Thursday's video. You'll see it. It's the second newest upload, obviously, after this one. Paul talked about his channel. His links are below. Gloria's Facebook link is below. And all my links are below. Make sure you subscribe to my main and my backup. This is my backup. It's Aaron on live now. Make sure you subscribe to both because once my band's over, I'm not doing all this craziness they make me do. Now jumping through hoops, I'm just going to go live there. I'll keep this channel, you know. But I'm going to go live to the main channel, the Brian S. Stavely. So youtube.com/user/Brian S. Stavely. It's in the links right below the video. Thank you, everybody. And I'll probably do – I don't know. I might even do a video later tonight or tomorrow night, a short video on something. We'll see. So cool. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You've been listening to Dose of Reality. Gloria Cannata, Paul Knight,
my guys.
Brian Stavely.